Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement. Now, Florida Man Radio.
My iLab Altamont Springs is offering great deals right now. They have the latest and greatest technology to perform your eye exam. Over 2,000 frames to choose from adults to children. Contact special, 6 months supply, and an eye exam for just $125. Buy one, get one free, or 50% off one pair. Plus a free eye exam. Go to My iLab Altamont Springs, walk-ins always welcome, or book an appointment at MyiLab.com. And tell them Jeff Adams sent you.
Attention listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio, powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago today, the United States government released its official report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. After a year-long probe, investigators concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone with no help at all. That claim kicked off a series of conspiracy theories involving the Soviet Union, the Mafia, even Kennedy's own CIA. Here's the story behind the Warren Commission. JFK was murdered by an assassin's bullet in Dallas on November 22, 1963. 2 hours after the shooting, former Marine Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested in a Dallas movie theater and arraigned the following day. 24 hours later, Oswald himself was shot to death in police custody by Jack Ruby, a local businessman who operated a handful of nightclubs. The murder denied the FBI any opportunity to speak with Oswald to determine his motivation or uncover fellow conspirators. The FBI had been banned from seeing Oswald immediately because the local Dallas police were in charge. On November 29th, President Lyndon Johnson established a commission to formally investigate the assassination. The group, led by Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Earl Warren, spent the next year digging into the murder case. On September 24th, 1964, the Warren Commission released its 900-page report. It concluded that the bullets that killed Kennedy were fired by Oswald in 3 rounds from the Texas School Book Depository overlooking Dealey Plaza. It also concluded Oswald had no help. The report claimed that Jack Ruby also acted alone in killing Oswald. The case was then closed. Well, not really. As I chronicle in my book, Killing Kennedy, many still refuse to believe the Warren Report, including JFK's family, some of them anyway. Since then, however, 3 more federal investigations have agreed with the Warren Commission. And here's something else you might not know. The questions surrounding JFK's assassination linger. Since the shooting in Dallas, Gallup conducts an annual poll on the murder. For the last 5 years, 61% of Americans believe, quote, Oswald did not act alone. Back after this. Fellow Americans, Bill O'Reilly here. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed the state of our great nation has changed dramatically. And with it, the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we'll see dark days ahead for the dollar. That's why today millions of Americans are putting a portion of their savings in gold and silver. And with their sterling reputation, American Hartford Gold is the only company I am happy to put my name behind. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA. Plus, tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and they'll give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. That's 877-444-GOLD, GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTW HD3, Windermere, WXUS, HD3, Dunellen, Ocala, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio. Florida Man Radio. The views and opinions on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
COVID cases drop in many parts of the country. Now another hurdle, a complicated booster shot rollout.
It's the rush is on to get a COVID booster shot, but in cities like San Antonio, a rough rollout.
We were here about 3 hours, but it was well worth it.
I guess. See you in 3 hours.
Live from the deep recesses of the American psyche, where nerve endings explode into electrifying reality.
Help! Hurry! Help!
Exposing life for what it really is.
It's crazy. It's madness. I mean, people are getting ravished out there. Come on,
everybody. This is the Ed Till Show.
The Ed Till Show.
Come on, everybody. Ed Till, Ed Till. Come on, everybody. Ed Till.
Director Rochelle Walensky went even further, opening up boosters to frontline workers.
It's really for people who are working all the time with many different people who might be unvaccinated.
Some states are now cautious. In Vermont, a very limited rollout, pending more clarity from the CDC.
Those 80 and above can register to get their booster shot.
Another challenge? Making sure that Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients know that they're not yet eligible for boosters.
It does appear that while it may be safe, not clear that you get added benefit from mixing and matching them.
Found out his rap could be his salvation. It's Ed Till.
Many teachers have been set to take effect today. Parents are divided.
Should be mandated. Yes.
I feel like if the teachers don't want the vaccines, that's okay, as long as they're safe enough to put the mask on.
A similar requirement starts today for New York healthcare workers, prompting concerns over staffing shortages. The governor is preparing to call in the National Guard if they don't show up for work. Around the country, new COVID cases are down, but in many places with lower vaccination rates, hospitalizations are still high.
Come on, everybody. It's Ed Till.
This morning, for millions of Americans, the rush is on to get a COVID booster shot. But in cities like San Antonio, a rough rollout.
We were here about 3 hours, but it was well worth it.
We didn't expect the response that we're seeing today.
Last week, a CDC advisory panel approved the third Pfizer shots for people 65 and older and some with underlying medical conditions. But in a rare move, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, went even further, opening up boosters to frontline workers.
That's really for people who are working all the time with many different people.
There you go. Wow. So if you're in that kind of gig, I don't know, what are you doing? And are you considering a booster? My good friend, who very skeptical of the vaccine over all this time, finally got his. He went and got a J&J. I'm still comfortable with my J&J. I know the action is with the other vaccines.
These are also struggling with COVID vaccine mandates. A federal judge is temporarily blocking one for New York City teachers that was set to take effect today. Parents are divided.
Aye, aye, aye. Could you get any more divided? So it's completely come apart, right? You got mandates that courts are interfering with. You have a law in Florida. You're not allowed to have a mandate. That's been interfered with by the court. Interesting how very little of what we're laying out there is actually sound, legal, and useful. How does that work? How can it be that if you have a mandate, well, hold on. If you're not allowed to have a mandate, well, hold on. What message are you getting from this? It looks like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Should be mandated. Yes.
I feel like if the teachers don't...
Oh, my God. Look at these two moms. You got one mom. She looks like she's in her 50s. Absolutely wants the mandate. Young mom in her, looks like late 20s, early 30s. No way. If the teachers don't want it, why should they have to take it?
The vaccines, that's okay, as long as they're safe by to put the mask on.
A similar requirement starts today.
And let me throw in on the mask, since she mentioned it. There are no masks being worn anywhere that I see. I haven't seen a mask now in over a week from any delivery person, any work person, any anything. There are just no masks visible in this part of Brevard County.
New York healthcare workers prompting concerns over staffing shortages. The governor is preparing to call in the National Guard if they don't show up for work.
My God, National Guard, huh? They get thrown around every time there's a something that can't be done or somebody's arguing over something. Just get the National Guard. This is hardly National Guard work.
Around the country, new COVID cases are down, but in many places with lower vaccination rates, hospitalizations are still high. There's also a shortage.
Now, we got a report over last week or so. We got some good reports statewide, but Brevard County, they put out news over the weekend that they were still concerned about the number of cases. I think we were still having 300 or more brand new cases every day.
Monoclonal antibody treatments leading the federal government to limit the supply.
Oh, here we go. Now, this is the one you love, right? For months and months, really for over a year, you didn't hear word one about these monoclonals, right? Trump got them when he was president, and I'm sure other people received them. Not a word. All of a sudden, our governor DeSantis in the state of Florida gets behind it, and before you know it, there are monoclonal antibodies being given out at sites all over the state. It was remarkably quick and effective. Sure enough, the federal government is slowing the supply. I don't even know how they could do that, but DeSantis says he might find a way to go around Biden to keep getting it.
On a national level, it's been devastating. People that we would normally be able to treat, if this was last week or last month, we're having to tell them no. No physician and no healthcare provider wants to have to do this.
Here in Kentucky, St. Clair Regional Medical Center has dozens of COVID patients. 11 of them are on ventilators right now. And some of the medical staff is even making house calls.
Oh, my God. So another report over the weekend, right? A doctor, I guess, had a series of patients that were all vax hesitant, anti-vax, and he went and quoted all of their desperate bedside commentary. Oh, my God. And it made me so uncomfortable that he was betraying, right, between you and your doctor at the side of the bed. If you've made bad decisions and now you're losing your mind and you're freaking out, I didn't think he was or she was allowed to break that confidence. Oh, man, now it's propaganda. It's used to flip you out, and it got to me over the weekend. I saw a picture of a nice lady, looks like an independent-minded woman, and they cut to a distant shot of her in one of those horrible oxygen tents or whatever she was in. Oh, my God. I said, you know, can you imagine thinking you got this thing under control and then facing your own mortality only a couple of weeks later?
People who are sick from ending up in the ICU. Savannah.
All right, Gabe Gutierrez leading us off this morning. Thank you, Gabe.
So this is what we have. We have monoclonal. Look, we have vaccines and boosters now, number one. We have treatments, ivermectin, and there's really becoming an array of them. There's monoclonals is another one, but developing a therapy for this is just as important. It looks like they're doing a pretty good job pressing on that. What it looks like is, and you tell me, 321-339-1055, you can tell they're still not sure how the vaccine is working. You can tell that. Now you got boosters for some and not boosters for others. It's to me, it's the opposite of what's supposed to happen here, right? Everything should be available. Everything should be easy to understand. And all the public guidance ought to be, you know, bite-sized pieces so the public can understand the common sense of it.
Millions of Americans, the rush is on to get a COVID booster shot. But in cities like...
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I would love to know if anybody's planning and would like to have a booster shot. Anybody making plans to get a booster? Now, I had discussions with a couple of my friends over the weekend about it. There's no booster available for me. However, I'm definitely open-minded to it. And the two of us were assessing, did we have any problems with the J&J? Not at all. There was some injection site discomfort, but I don't know. There was a little visible on one of my friend's arms. On the other one, there was absolutely nothing. So, as far as J&J people go, look, we don't want anything to do with the mRNA. It's just us. Everybody's different about this. But after it's been, and I've had mine since June 27th. So I'm, look at me. I'm 90 days today. July, August, September. I'm 90 days today. So our discussion over the weekend, I wasn't even aware today was a 90-day marker. But I have to be... careful, you know, monitoring my own health. I haven't seen a single whit of a problem here. Nothing. So I'd be okay taking a booster from what I see right now. Why? A couple of years ago, I had something very similar to COVID, and my doctor said at the time, you cannot, I repeat, you cannot get this. This would be terrible for you after you, what you went through in 2018. So... caution, capital C with me, but I'm also not putting stuff into my body. I'm not comfortable with, I don't know what it is, but the J&J seems to have gone extremely well with me, 90 days in, my friends more recently, but absolutely no problems or setbacks with it.
Yes. I feel like if the teachers don't want the vaccines, that's okay, as long as they're safe about it, put the mask on.
A similar requirement starts today for New York healthcare workers, prompting concerns over staffing.
Yeah, I mean, this is, first it was Houston a few months ago. Now it's New York, so you couldn't have two more opposite cultures saying exactly the same thing. These are healthcare workers that do not want the vaccine. I gotta respect them. If I'm looking to get respected on my opinions, right?
The governor is preparing to call in the National Guard if they don't show up for work. Around the country, new COVID cases are down, but in many places with lower vaccination rates, hospitalization...
You know, I love when they say that, that cases are down, and I love any encouraging news at all. This is a horrible nightmare that this thing lingers. But, you know, Sanjay Gupta, I brought this up last week, CNN doc... he was so candid about this, and being candid about it on CNN really got my attention. He looks in the camera and he says, we have to be honest. We don't know the total number of cases. We haven't tracked the caseload here accurately. It's impossible for us to know the real number of cases. So what do you want me to do? Once he says that, how do I, as an individual, make up my mind? It's got to be based on what my experience is, because I don't see a lot of guidance coming from the medical geniuses who are, you know, all they do is appear. They get a beautiful introduction. We hear all of their, Yeah, the resume, the titles, the numbers of letters after their name, all of that. But have you heard anybody yet explain to you in a satisfactory way what your risks are and what your best course of action is? I don't hear any. All I ever hear them say is, generally speaking, no good for you and me. You and I are not generally speaking. You and I are in charge of what happens to our ability to breathe and whether we wind up on a ventilator and whether we wind up a mort, which happens more and more often now with these, whatever they are, campaigners, these zealots. Just relax. Take it easy. If the thing is working for some people and there's different approaches to it, I think there's one that you can find that works.
Prices are still high. There's also a shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments, leading the federal government to limit.
You know, I love this. There's a shortage of them? Is that right? They've been so successful, they've been so popular, that what, we're running out? That sounds like the government, right? What are you doing? Running out of those? That's the newest and best thing in the public's dialogue.
Supply.
On a national level, it's been devastating. People that we would normally be able to treat, if this was last week or last month, we're having to tell them no. No physician and no healthcare provider wants to have to do this.
Here in Kentucky.
Wow. Turning people down because you don't have enough treatment there. Who the hell is in charge of the warehouse over here? I don't understand why every time we take one step forward with this, we're always discovering another problem almost immediately. So when DeSantis started putting out the monoclonal antibodies, what, like a month ago, everybody was the lines were around the block. The reception, the public loved the idea. It was fantastic for people who were very skeptical and still are of the vaccine. So how do you let that supply go down? I'm sure there's no shortage of the vaccine, right? Did they order the vaccine in the proper amounts? So now with the monoclonal antibodies, over the course of the last month, what happened? They're so popular. What happened? We're giving them away all over the state of Florida. Other states around the country are like, hey, we're over here too. Hook up our unvaxxed. Hook up our vax-hesitant people. This is something they are comfortable with. This is something they feel less threatened by. You can't crank that up? Oh, no. As a matter of fact, sir, I'm sorry to say, we're running out of it right now. You know, interfering with it from Biden's office was one thing, right? Just the president is going to put the hammer down on the governor of Florida. He's going to slow down the supply. Does that sound right? Does that sound like somebody who cares about people? Instead of saying, oh, my God, thank God they love these monoclonal antibodies. Right. They love these. Load up on them. It's insane. Now we have a supply problem with the thing that people have responded the best to. From all of the false starts and all of the anxiety here, the mothers, the teachers, everybody losing their mind, you have something that works. You have something that people are comfortable with. Now you don't have enough of it? 321-339-1055. Love to hear from you on why this would be going on. Crazy.
Line workers.
It's really for people who are working all the time with many different people who might be unvaccinated.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's, you know, again, a broken clock is right twice a day. She's absolutely right about that. That's what pulled me over months ago. That's what pulled my friends over as well. He's going to have to be around a lot of mothers and kids and families and grandmas and grandpas as the holiday season is upon us, right? Any minute. So you know what he does. He plays Santa Claus. What's he going to do? Not have protection? Not protect the kids? Absolutely. So it finally became urgent enough. And which vaccine did my friend go for? Of course, the J&J. So J&J had great news the other day. There's a report on J&J that it does extremely well against the Delta variant. So even without a booster shot, J&J vaccine is looking good. So what does all of this do for you? Are you vaccinated and you're thinking about a booster? Are you unvaccinated? You wouldn't go near a booster with a 10-foot pole. And is anything that you're experiencing, because four of my close friends over the years, two of them in broadcasting, two not, have they've built up a case against the vaccine for themselves. But I know now they're looking for something to let them out of their restraints. That's what people are living in right now, whether it's the mask or it's the distance or it's whatever it is. It's the restraint. They're looking to get out of the restraint. So where does this leave you? Are you vaccinated, looking for a booster, unvaccinated, and wouldn't go near a booster? 321-339-1055. It is Monday. Wow. Yankees killing it last night. Giancarlo Stanton, boom! 116 miles an hour he hit that thing into the seats. Fantastic. Yankees swept the Red Sox at Fenway. Oof. And then I thought that was the big thing, right? That's going to be the event of Sunday night. And you turn the channel, friggin' Aaron Rodgers, magician. Wow, on the gridiron. So, great sports. Look forward to speaking with you, 321-339-1055. It's the Ed Till Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. For years, I've given you the truth in news. I continue to do what the mainstream media outlets will not do. It's unfiltered, unafraid, with absolutely zero spin. Whether you line up with left-wing views or right-wing views or in the center, you know I'll keep you in the loop on everything in a fair manner. So please, catch me on Florida Man Radio weekdays, 11:50, powered by Jenkins Hyundai of Leesburg on Florida Man Radio.
If you've been injured on the job and are not receiving the benefits you're entitled to, call me, Glenn Levine, at the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733, and take back control of your life.
Office in Orlando.
Hey, homeowners. Yeah, you. Being a homeowner is exciting, isn't it? You know what's not exciting? Electric bills in Florida during the summer. Unless you go solar with IQ Power Solar. What's stopping you? You are paying monthly anyway, so you can either keep wasting money every month on the electric bill, or you can invest in your home and pay a little bit less every month while you work toward owning your solar. High government incentives and super low interest rates won't last long. Now is the time to go solar. Call IQ Power Solar at 407-585-1018 or visit IQPowerSolar.com. License and insured.
As you know, friend of the show Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. I use these sheets on all my beds. I slept on them last night. They look and feel great, which means a better night's sleep for me. Mike's found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, you'll get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code FLMAN. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towels, and much more. Support those who support the show. And go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code FLMAN at MyPillow.com for up to 66% off the site. For a limited time, you'll get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. Use the code FLMAN at MyPillow.com. It's FLMAN at MyPillow.com.
Hey, Savannah, let's go to Gatorland. We can enjoy all the great animal shows and gators for less, since Florida residents get in for only $14.99 now through the end of September.
That's way less than parking at a big park.
More fun for less money at Gatorland.
And we don't make your car pay to just sit there.
Attention, Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are hiring for all positions. That's Old Town, Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, and Mount Dora. Apply in person or go to froggers.com to complete an application. And on a different note, if you're looking for plenty of large screen TVs and a great atmosphere with plenty of food and fun, Frogger's is the place. And don't miss out on Frogger's amazing menu, where everything is fresh, never frozen. Frogger's Grill and Bar, hopping with food and fun.
Hey there, Central Florida. Karma Roofing here with hurricane preparedness tip number 2. Hurricane force winds can cause damage to tile roofs due to vibrations and shingle roofs with wind force. These winds can push debris and water into your roofing system, and it may unknowingly cause a leak into your attic space. Be sure to cover up any valuables inside your attic or above storage and have someone come out and inspect your roof before storm season hits. For more helpful tips, check out karmaroofing.com or call us at 321-GO-KARMA.
Turn your truck into a top truck.
Check out that truck.
Fueling Central Florida since 1996. Top Trucks of Central Florida specializes in lift kits, accessories, suspension, and performance. Anything you need. See the difference 25 years of experience makes. No appointment needed for a quote. Just getting started, an expert, or anything in between. Top Trucks of Central Florida makes every job personal. For more info, check out TopTrucks4x4.com. That's TopTrucks4x4.com. We sell everything but the truck.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
All right, the Florida Man Radio Network. Welcome aboard, Ed Till Show. Love to speak with you. 321-339-1055. That's the phone number to get in touch with us. Boosters. No boosters. Vax hesitant. Vax, no way. Not 10. So what about the monoclonals? You got tons of those right now. Running out of those. Really, you know, people love the monoclonal antibody treatment. Yeah, that's why we don't have a lot of it, you know, running out. We got tons of the vaccine that people are uncomfortable with, though. Justin is calling in from Destin. Justin, looking forward to speaking with you. Then we'll talk to Ray in Longwood. Michael is on the road somewhere in southwest Minnesota. Man, that'll be a good call. Always look forward to speaking with him. Justin, let's begin with you. Welcome to the Ed Till Show. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Ed? It's Josh, but it's all good.
So, you got it. Josh, welcome. Go right ahead. Yep.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Phone was probably a little... breaking up, but you were wanting some comments and some feedback on the vaccine. I personally, for what it's worth, and I know nobody really cares, but my family, me, we won't get anywhere near any of the vaccine. You know, as far as the monoclonal conversation, as soon as DeSantis got behind it and pushed it, it met immediate resistance, and I and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of other Americans, believe that this vaccine is 100%. It is not about the best interest of the American people or humankind, for that matter. It's about making a handful of companies and people filthy rich. That's what it's about. And I would be willing to go out on a limb and say ones that have gotten the vaccine, the majority have not done their research. Because if you did, you would see a lot of the adverse, and I'm not speaking of you. I know you've had the vaccine. I'm saying the average person that watches mainstream media and bases their decisions in life off of that probably haven't spent 2 seconds researching the background of the vaccine, adverse reactions. You have to dig for that. Your media and your news isn't talking about the adverse negative reactions of it, and it's a real thing. It's not an imaginary thing going on out there. I know people personally that are suffering from everything from rashes to death from it. And I feel like if this vaccine, if the government, the CDC, if it was truly about the best interest of us, this would be an open forum, an open discussion to talk about the negative, the positive, and everything. But that's not what you hear. It's all about take it. We're going to make you take it, and if you don't, there'll be repercussions. And anybody that stands in the way of that, like DeSantis, is going to meet resistance. That's all. That's all this is about making a handful of people rich. And, hey, if you have your phone on, cell phone on you? Do you have your cell phone on you right now?
I do. It's right in front of me. Yep.
Google largest criminal fine in history. Just Google that right there.
Hold on.
I'll hang up
this.
And let you...
Yeah, well, hold on. No, stay with me. Stay one more second. This might be exciting. Largest criminal... Go ahead.
Criminal fine in history. Largest criminal fine in history.
I gotcha. In history. All right, let's... Hang on one more second. Let's see if I can bring this up. Beautiful. Pfizer, 2009, the settlement, the company had to pay a criminal fine of $1.195 billion to the subsidiary Pharmacia and Upjohn. Had to forfeit $105 million for a grand total of $1.3 billion is what they had to pay out. Well done, Justin.
I can't, Josh, and I can't make
Josh,
that up.
Right, exactly.
I cannot make that up. Like, I mean, so there's
see,
too many
I love,
that connect.
I love what you're saying. You're laying it out in a cost benefit way. You got to itemize what we're talking about and go through it. But I have one quick question for you. Do you have time for just a quickie? I'm not going to keep you long.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
There isn't any great invention that I've enjoyed that doesn't make a handful of people rich. I actually like that. I like when people get filthy rich over inventions, creations. I don't know how to avoid that. What's your best example of something good for us, but it didn't have to make a handful of people super rich? Isn't that typically what does happen? Tesla, all this kind of stuff,
yeah,
Amazon, they make people filthy rich, but we do want the thing they get rich off of. So I used to say I don't begrudge them their crazy wealth because I wanted what they had. How does that strike you?
So the only difference is that you're not those other things that you're talking about that made people filthy rich that you enjoyed. You had the choice in it, and this is very hastily, very fast getting to a point in our country, and it already has in many other countries where you're forced, and that's the difference.
I got you. No, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Now, you know, I know, all of our lives, religious exemption and exemption because it would be a danger to you. Those are going to be automatically granted, no matter how upset that makes people. Is that sufficient? Does that give you a safety zone? Legally, you're sound to be in there, and you can defend your rights from there? Or do you think that's not nearly enough? Those people are going to be victimized.
No, that's already being attacked. That's already being attacked. You have many companies out there that have made the vaccine mandatory.
Right.
And people losing their jobs over it. You were talking about the union guy. Now, that one's worked out to his benefit. Last week, somebody about the union guy that called in. I remember hearing him. But, I mean, he's got a whole – he has basically a whole organization, of union workers to fight for. But you're talking about the individual that works for a company who says, I'm not taking it, and then is fired.
That's un-American, right? We both agree. You and I agree, right? That's un-American, and I believe the courts are there to prevent that. We're going to see. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but the courts have jumped in on both sides of mandates. You got a court saying DeSantis can't ban a mandate. Then you have a court saying you can't levy a mandate, put it on the New York City health workers. So we're really in uncharted territory here legally. I think that all thing I'm thinking here is that it's safe to object under religious or health grounds. That's where I think we're at right now. You think that's insufficient, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it's being attacked. I know. Plenty of leaders in the religious side that it's been attacked. You've seen it all through California. Anyway, they're going after anything that stands in the way of it. Period. And just like you said, you're talking about all these courts that are for it and against it. The mandate it should never. never even have to make it to court because it shouldn't be able to be mandated.
I'm like, with you.
Go back to our constitutional rights.
You're absolutely right.
You skipped right over the most important part. They should have never been able to mandate it in the first place.
Josh, you are absolutely right about this. I thank you for a great presentation, great backup. What's your level of stress? You understand it well, but you're still immersed in the situation. Where are you at with this? Is it always bothering you? How big an issue is this for you? The vaccine, the health threat, the whole thing?
I'd say I'm pretty stressed by it. Pretty like constantly. I work for a big corporation, and there's been no discussion around mandating yet, but
right.
You know, it's you give an inch, you take a mile, and it's just
sure.
Little baby steps towards it. And a lot of companies do it to take the easy route out. They don't want to fight the government. They don't want to deal
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. No, I agree. Yep.
They're a growing company, and they don't want anything to slow down their growth.
Correct.
You know, whatever it is, and it's those reasons that stress me, right? They may not mean bad by it, but like, so yeah, every day I do, because I'm also witnessing people with the vaccine suffering.
There you go. You're seeing it all firsthand. Josh, fantastic phone call. Thanks for starting us off today. 321-339-1055. When we come back, Ray is in Longwood. Michael's coming up in southwest Minnesota. I would love to speak with you on the Florida Man Radio Network. Give me a call. 321-339-1055. Monoclonal antibodies, a big problem. Hurry up and get a vaccine. No problem for the givers of the vaccine, although some of the givers don't want to take it themselves. So what do you read into that? 321-339-1055. And boosters are the new buzzword. Are you thinking about one? Would you never go near one? Or are you looking forward to getting your booster?
Ed Till's coming right back.
Florida Man Radio.
The Justin Clark Show.
I'm not anti-vax, I'm not. But I'm very pro-cost-benefit analysis. And your ability as a human being to make that decision for yourself and cost-benefit. You make the decision for yourself. And if people are shaming you into making a decision one way or another, F them, honestly. Except my mom. My mom, you know what I mean? Seriously, not you, Mom.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio.
Attention, listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Hey, Savannah, let's go to Gatorland. We can enjoy all the great animal shows and gators for less, since Florida residents get in for only $14.99
now through the end of September.
That's way less than parking at a big park.
More fun for less money at Gatorland.
And we don't make your car pay to just sit there.
Jeff Adams here. How's your AC doing? Noticing it's struggling a little bit? Electric bills higher than normal? Or maybe it's just old? Now is the time to call Four Seasons AC and have your unit serviced. You may need a new AC unit in the future, so it's better to plan ahead with Four Seasons AC. Brian and the team are the best. Don't wait. Call 407-295-9231 or reach them at 4acnow.com. That's 407-295-9231. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We don't go through brokers or wholesalers. We go straight to the cutters.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
You cannot get any closer to the source than International Diamond Center.
With tremendous buying power and international connections that go back over 35 years, IDC can easily guarantee the best diamond value.
We know the cutters, we're affiliated with the Beers, and we have the ability to do things ordinary jewelry stores just simply can't do. We refuse to be beat on any diamond, any price, anywhere.
Period?
Period.
So there you have it. Local diamond experts with international connections. Over 50,000 diamonds in stock, all shapes and sizes, all certified by the most reputable gem labs on the planet. That's the IDC advantage.
Bottom line, you're going to get a bigger, better diamond for less at IDC.
You need another period after that.
Period.
International Diamond Center, the undisputed value leader. Period. Four Orlando locations.
Girl, it's time for a ladies' night out on the town.
Oh, yeah, and I know just who to call to make it epic. Constantine Transports.
Planning a girls' night out, an anniversary, or even a business meeting or birthday party? Constantine Transports has a vehicle for every occasion. From limos to party buses, Constantine Transports has an amazing fleet that is guaranteed to impress. Visit ConstantineTransports.com to see options and book your ride. That's ConstantineTransports.com or call 321-200-5675.
Hi, Nancy at Creative Floors. Many of our customers ask, what is the best waterproof flooring? Tile is the best truly waterproof option. Waterproof luxury vinyl plank and laminate is a great choice, especially for the do-it-yourselfer. If you want the natural beauty of hardwood, waterproof wood is a great selection, and you are able to resurface it if needed over time. Let our experts in waterproof flooring show you the difference. Visit us at creativefloorsonline.com for locations so you can see our great values and selections.
Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
Come on, everybody, it's Eel and Teal. Come on, everybody, it's Teal.
Last week, I was going off on the Teal. He says, come on, everybody, Ed Teal. It's not Ed Teal, it's Ed Till. And teal is a color that I was ranking on, criticizing, making fun of. And Aurora says, what's wrong with teal? She likes that color. Oh, man, it's a fake color. It was made up. Whatever. It's all good. No, I guess it's great. It's a good Florida color. It's good for bathrooms, kitchens, you know, whatever. Booster. Gonna get a booster shot. I am thinking about getting a booster shot because my doc said you don't want to get, you can't get COVID. We have to keep you from getting it. All right. 321-339-1055. Ray is in Longwood. Michael is joining us from Minnesota momentarily. I would love to speak with you. Are you thinking about a booster? Would you get a booster? Are you still not trusting either of the vaccines? They're just not, as far as you're concerned, you're not comfortable getting them. 321-339-1055. Hey, Ray, thank you for calling in from Longwood. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate it. Think about a till issue, which is where you put all the money. That's a better use rather than teal.
Much better. Anyway, much better. Yeah.
So a couple of things. So I've been studying this, well, the medical field for about 25 years, but specifically the COVID thing since the beginning. And so have looked at it, been able to watch it from a different perspective. First of all, it takes about 17 minimum, maybe 10 to 17 years to develop a safe vaccine. So none of this stuff out there has been tested properly. So that's the first thing. The bottom line is it really is all about the money. And that's kind of been the medical profession for hundreds of years, pretty much. Right. This is a big money play. My brother and I followed the alternative worlds of treatment, you know, the natural treatment. And so we looked at that because that's actually where a lot of the real treatments reside. If you want to get a cure for things, that's kind of where you need to look. So we started seeing the pharmaceutical industry using the same methods to eliminate alternative treatment against their own drugs. And we thought, whoa, that's interesting.
Right.
The first one they did was you had Oxford AstraZeneca. They sponsored a trial for hydroxychloroquine because hydroxychloroquine was found by Dr. Didier Raoul in the south of France. And he treated 1,000 patients and saved all but 9 of them. And this is right at the beginning. This is when nobody knew anything that would work on this virus. And he was able to use his experience. And he was able to save these doctors. And there's a few people around the world which are just heroes that have actually worked really hard their clinicians, and they've looked at what works, what didn't work, and adjusted their protocols until they could come up with something that works really well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that. So you had. So what they did was they sponsored a trial, and they specified an overdose level of hydroxychloroquine because they knew that if you did that, you create an environment for heart arrhythmias. So they did that. They watched the patients closely. The first patient to come up with heart arrhythmias, they shut down the trial and reported it to the WHO mm-hmm. and to the FDA that, oh, hydroxychloroquine is dangerous. We can't use it. Now, why did they do that? Well, it was going to get in the way of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So they needed to get rid of it. It's all basic common sense.
I am reading along with you, right? As you're speaking about hydroxychloroquine, making sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, it does have a high risk of cardiomyopathy, cardiac failure. So,
if you double the dose. Hydroxychloroquine, look, and I'm not a pro-drug person at all, but we've done this research. Hydroxychloroquine has been in use for over 65 years.
Right. Okay. I'm down with that. It's not an illegitimate option, but we do have to be. What do you do when you find a cardiac failure in long term and high doses? What do you do? You have to test.
You don't specify high doses.
You can't just do that. I think you have to know what level it becomes a problem. In other words, testing on all of these things. I'm all for testing. I'm even for the tedious process of the FDA sometimes. I think that's the biggest weakness in something like this. Your example is fantastic, right? I mean, I can't imagine how that doctor felt. Used the hydroxychloroquine 1,000 times, had a handful of issues, but made huge progress, right? That's spectacular. But you and I know that's only 1,000 people, and that's a narrow 1,000. They came to him at a certain situation. It's really tough to know if these things can go beyond their anecdotal use. No, I mean, science teaches us that over the last 100 years. You got to be careful. You could be misled by how a small group reacts, right?
Okay, so let's back the truck up a little bit.
Yeah.
When you introduce a drug, right, you go through clinical trials,
right,
for whatever you're doing it for. The main reason for this is safety for the patient, right. And it's to do with the interaction of the drugs with the patient.
Right.
Billions of doses of hydroxychloroquine have been prescribed over the 65 years. And go and do the checkup yourself and find out how many people have suffered from
this. I love that kind of research. Who's good enough that I'm going to depend on what they tell me? Finding them? Who's going to be? There's not going to be an absence of bias there either. They're going to love making their thing look good. So I'm listening. Go on. How do I make an intelligent decision when I know their motivations? They have a motivation. Right, go on. I'm listening. Yes, yes.
Yeah. You got to look at, Uttar Pradesh. It's a region of India. Has population 240 million.
Mm-hmm.
Just declared themselves virus-free.
Okay, right.
They switched to an ivermectin strategy.
Right.
Ivermectin, like hydroxychloroquine, it's the one that kind of came around later.
Uh-huh.
Great as a prophylactic. You can use it like a vaccine, if you like. You can, but you have to keep taking it. But you can take it as a prophylactic. That's enough. One doctor, and I'll give you the name. You can go and research him.
Uh-huh.
Doctor who lives in Mumbai, India.
Right.
Mumbai used to be Bombay, if you're not.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, no, good.
Okay. So not the greatest living conditions in Mumbai. not the greatest.
And, right, and also, and not a reliable place to take data. Right? Do they count perfectly? Are the conditions sterile? Are the control factors kept? You know, I like India, but I'm not going to trust India, right? I like them, not going to trust them. So how do I get to a level of I can see for myself that this information is accurate? That's what I need.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Trust you can do not on a country, not on an institution, certainly not on a on a virus manufacturer. I mean, I endorse everything. I support everything that Josh said, by the way, before me.
Yes.
Although he kind of undercut it. If you go and search for pharmaceutical industry payouts, it's their standard of operation is to mislead people, and they. As long as they don't pay out more in fines than they get in revenue, then they're okay with that model.
Yeah, all right.
But you can search that and find out.
So, I know, but it's starting to sound a little bit like villainizing. You're not going to say anybody's any good in any of these companies. All they want to do is get money. They don't really want to heal anybody. That's a big step. I'm not going to tell you
that.
It can't be true. All I'm saying is I'm hearing I'm hearing from you a total dismissal of anything legit from them. So I'm hearing it wrong. Are you saying that they're doing both at the same time? They want to be rich and they want to help people, or they don't give a crap about helping anybody. They're going to get rich, period. Which one are you saying?
Okay, let me ask you, what's the responsibility?
Well, please answer me, because I spent a lot of time listening to you, I'm trying to latch on to the actual things that you're saying. So I'm just trying to make a quick clarification. When you say they're after the money, that's their thing. Are you saying that big drug companies don't want to heal the public? They just want to scam out the cash?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where you and I would disagree. Now, I have to say, I'm up against the news here, but I have a ton of experience with this. I'm curious on how much of this is experience or how much is reading on your side. I'm looking at my experience.
That's okay.
Well, all right, but hold on.
Just
hold on. Let me lead the phone call, please. It's tough enough to listen and then follow you, then look up what you're saying, that when I finally want to make sense of what I've been doing for the past few minutes, make it easy for me. So you brought up hydroxychloroquine, and you juxtapose that with the vaccine. Now you say the vaccine or the drug manufacturer is only trying to get the cash. How would you possibly demonstrate that? How could you show that nothing they're doing is to help anybody and they're just trying to scam out the money? That's contrary to my experience. This is what I'm saying now. We can look up obscure things. They're interesting. But our life experience, has that been your real world experience as well as what you're concluding on this issue? Does it that
Absolutely.
Way? Oh, is that right? Okay. So when medicines work, what do you say? They don't care. That's an accident. They just wanted your money. Big deal, your medicine works. You got lucky. They don't know if the medicine works, and they don't care if the medicine works. Is that your position?
Do you know what a medicine is?
Oh, boy. All right, you can't. When I ask you a question, why don't you answer it first, then ask me yours? Why do you ignore my question? I have not avoided your questions, but I'm trying to make sense of you're giving us a lot of data. I mean, you're saying a lot, and you're jumping conclusions that I am just trying to see where you launch and where you land when you jump on this. They don't want to do anything but make money. It stretches the credibility of the experience. They save lives every day. Breakthrough, life-saving medical technology in my age bracket, right? I'm a 65-year-old guy born in the 50s. Happens all the time. I'm used to all my life breakthroughs that save lives coming from big, big corporations. Would you say I might be wrong on that? Maybe I'm misreading that?
It's a possibility, yes. That's not true for everything, obviously. There's been phenomenal research, I mean, in surgery and dealing with optics and stuff.
Organ transplant, saving lives, organ transplant all over the world. I mean, I remember the Jarvik heart. I remember Dr. Christian Barnard doing...
Yep, heart guy.
You know what I'm saying? So for me,
yes.
I don't see the totality of negative that you do. Do me a favor, if you have the time, stay with me. It's a fantastic point that we're sharing here. I'm learning a ton off of you. I hope you understand. I'm just trying to absorb it, but it is a lot. 321-339-1055. If you're following Ray here in Longwood, it is a powerful point. The whole thing is just for these companies to make money, having nothing to do with your health. Does that make sense to you? 321-339-1055. Ed Till Show. Boy, I'm late on this, but it's a really important call from Ray in Longwood. We'll continue with it.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your Monday headlines. Deputies in Orange County are working around the clock to figure out what happened to a 19-year-old woman who hasn't been seen in days. Investigators say Maya Marcano was last seen leaving her apartment's leasing office on Friday near the campus of UCF. Deputies spent the weekend searching the area but have not said what they think happened to Marcano. Workers across Central Florida are just days away from getting a bump in pay. Starting on Thursday, Florida's minimum wage will increase to $10 an hour. Currently, it's $8.65 an hour. It's all part of an amendment approved by Florida voters last year. And it's a big week for Disney. Friday marks the 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom's opening. Disney has a big lineup of events planned, including the debut of two new nighttime fireworks shows. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app. I'm Justin Warmoth. Hope you have a great Monday.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs. WOTW HD3, Windermere. WXUS HD3, Dunellen, Ocala. WZLB, Valparaiso. Florida Man Radio, The Shannon Burke Show.
R. Kelly's never getting out of jail.
No?
He's going down, no doubt about it.
Remember when he was on ABC when he would start crying? He goes, I didn't do it! Yeah.
I think it's starting to sink in that he's going to spend a lot of time in prison, and he just lost it at that point.
Yeah.
Little girl, bag of money, lawyer, policeman, prison cell.
Weekdays at 3 on Florida Man Radio.
Hey, Savannah, let's go to Gatorland. We can enjoy all the great animal shows and gators for less since Florida residents get in for only $14.99 now through the end of September.
That's way less than parking at a big park.
More fun for less money at Gatorland.
And we don't make your car pay to just sit there.
It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of shady contractors out there, and they seem to come out of the woodwork when the weather gets bad. Trust your roof to specialists that are there all year round and not just when they think they can make a buck. Dana Lynn, project manager with CFL Roofing, one of Central Florida's leading roofing and contracting businesses, guarantees to be quick to respond, professional and thorough, and most important, honest. Call Dana today for a free roof inspection at 407-342-1219. That's 407-342-1219.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811.
Attention listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's Manscaped.com. FlorideTail.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
We got a letter from the insurance company denying coverage. Apparently, the roof leaks are pre-existing.
Wait, how can a roof leak be pre-existing?
We need an attorney we can trust to lean on. I'm calling Lean Law PA now.
Have you recently been denied coverage from catastrophic property damage to your home? Attorneys at Lean Law PA are here to help. From simple policy reviews to complex jury trials, you can lean on Lean Law. Call or email Lean Law PA today, 407-502-0053, or email Bobby at leanonmelaw.com. Offices, Winter Park.
Is it time to replace the tile in your moldy shower or update your old bathroom? Hi, Nancy at Creative Floors, and we have amazing associates that can guide you through the process of updating your bathroom into your relaxing oasis. Whether the spa feel is your desire or you want contemporary to classic, we have the selections to make your visions come true. And if you don't have a vision, well, we can help you with that too. To make it easier, we have 12 months no interest financing. Visit us at creativefloorsonline.com for locations where it's worth talking to the experts.
Florida Man Radio proudly presents Donald Trump. Donald Trump, live at the Amway Center with Bill O'Reilly.
Hi, everyone. This is Donald Trump, your favorite president. At least I hope I'm your favorite president. Reminding you that I'll be at the Amway Center in Orlando with the great Bill O'Reilly for the history tour on Sunday, December 12th. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to learn a lot together. It will be hopefully an unforgettable show.
Join Florida Man Radio for this exclusive one-on-one interview at the Amway Center, Sunday, December 12th.
Bill O'Reilly here. Don't miss my upcoming tour with Donald Trump. In a series of live conversations, we will discuss his historic 4 years in the White House and what's next for the former president. So don't wait. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
Get your tickets now, because this event will sell out.
So I'll see you on December 12th. I look forward to it.
Go to FloridaManRadio.com for details.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off, and not 20% off, or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FLMAN, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FLMAN. FLMAN.
Ed Till Show.
Has set up a tent outside in the parking lot to administer monoclonal antibody treatments because there's just no room inside. Even as new COVID cases drop in many parts of the country, now another hurdle, a complicated booster shot rollout.
Oh my God, we're in the middle of a great phone call. Ray is on the phone from Longwood. I thank you, Ray, for holding on during the break. Very, very controversial. And, you know, I love it. It's a potent premise, but I'm sifting through it in my own mind right now. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Let's get you back on. Dude, thank you so much. This is really a great phone call. So for those who missed the first half, I don't want to characterize your premise here. You state it again for those who just tuned in, like you stated it to me in the previous segment. What is the premise of your remarks today? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to tell people what they can do, but obviously that's really what. But I didn't get to there. But my premise was that there really are safe therapeutics, because what they're doing is they're using a scare tactic to get everybody to get a vaccine that has not been completely tested.
Okay.
And so what I wanted to do, if we could get to it, was to say there are things that you can do. Because at the end of the day, people need to know, it's all well and good telling me this stuff's no good, but what can I do to protect myself? That's what people really want to know. And there's basic stuff like vitamin D.
Just a quick question, just for clarification right here. you believe that what you're about to describe, these therapies available, you believe is the better option instead of a vaccine. Is that your belief?
Absolutely.
Okay, go on.
Yes.
Great. I'm listening.
Okay, so let me just, and you're exactly right. How does anybody know who to trust, right? And you made a statement, I don't trust India, okay? This is good. You shouldn't trust a country or an institution. Trust people. Here's a guy for you. I'd like you to go and research. You can go on YouTube. He's on YouTube. A guy's name is Dr. Darrell DeMello. D-A-R-R-E-L-L DeMello. D-E-M-E-L-L-O. He's the doctor. Listen to the interview on there. There's an interview that was done about 3-4 months ago, I guess. And he explains his experience in Mumbai with treating people with the virus. Mm-hmm. And he has treated 6,000 confirmed COVID virus infected people.
But who would certify any of that out of a third world country? Who is going to keep your data pristine? Who is going to verify the truthfulness? Who is going to take all the detail correctly? That's what I don't. I'm not anti-India, but I wouldn't expect a broke, poor country to do good medicine. Is that wrong? Am I on the wrong foot there?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, most of the medicine that you purport is great actually comes from India.
For example, what do we mean by that? That's so provocative a statement. I'm anxious to know how that's true. How can that be?
Only in this respect. A lot of the drugs that we have today are manufactured in India. A lot are also manufactured in China. They're the main manufacturing hubs around the world for the drugs that...
A little different. If I'm using the third world, because the labor's cheap, but the product is correct. So, and I have standards when I receive a shipment from China. I'll never forget, I think it was 2004 or 5, when the revelation, all the toys being sold in my neighborhood from China at the dollar store had cancer-causing lead paint. So America catches that. But it was the Chinese trying to screw me. So that's what I don't mean to, again, even be so anti-Chinese. I don't know all billion of them, but that's my approach. I'm an American. Why would I trust a country that I have to check up on, right? I mean, that's what I have to do. In order to use China, I have to investigate China. In order to use India, I got to investigate. So go on. I'm with you.
What I'm trying to suggest is don't label the country. You probably
Why? Why not? It's logical to label a poor country as not as able, not as good at things that a rich country is. I'm lost here. Common sense. Isn't that common sense?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Look at the infection rates today, right?
Where?
You'll see that for COVID, look for and death rates if you want. You'll
yeah, but where? Where am I looking? You're looking globally? You're looking globally? Okay, yeah.
Right. Well, no, bear with me. The United Kingdom.
Yeah.
That's that little island off the coast of Europe.
Yeah.
You've got obviously the whole of Europe. And look at obviously the USA. Look at Israel.
Right.
And then look at India.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust a lot of those people. Why should I trust?
India.
Yeah, but listen to your list. Why do you want me to trust them? Why are they honest people when all of my big drug companies are crooks? Why is India all of a sudden going to be honest? Why is the UK going to be honest? Why are we trusting these items, yet we have total distrust of the drug company? That's okay. You know, I'm having trouble with that. I'm open here. I'm listening.
Maybe you misunderstood what I was saying here. What I was trying to say is I'm not talking about trust here. I'm talking about the infection levels
yes.
today. You can go on and you can check the infection levels. Now, whether you want to trust those countries reporting...
Yes, that's the point.
That.
Well, why would anybody trust another country if you're the United States? We're the best country. We're the smartest country. We have the most things to do what we need on our own. So that is exactly the dilemma I have. You've put your finger on it here. Walk me through. Why should I trust any of these international counts? Why would they count right? Why would they be accurate? They don't have the wherewithal to do due diligence.
Okay, so
yeah, go on. I'm listening.
Let me try and help with that.
Yeah.
When we talk about something that's brand new, like a virus.
Yes.
What I found is you really want to try and do a root cause analysis and find out, is anybody being successful treating this thing? And then if you can find anywhere, then you want to look at, well, what is it that they're doing? Because maybe we can learn from these people.
Sure, right.
The topical thing at the moment is a variant of the COVID virus known as the Delta variant. The Delta variant supposedly originates from India. So India is a logical place to go and research to find out, well, what are they doing? How are they combating dealing with?
I'm not saying you can't learn from India. I'm saying for me, if my life depends on it, I wouldn't trust anything that came out of India. My life is at stake. I want American institutions at my disposal. I want American choices. I realize there's a possibility they could have something good that we don't have. It's so unlikely. They don't have regular living conditions anywhere near what we do. Sanitation, the other illnesses that go with being in India, the other afflictions that are there, cross-contamination. So, even China looked sketchy. It wasn't difficult for people to see that wet market was not secure and that the Wuhan lab was not secure and that Fauci had his hands in the middle of it. That's not even hard for us to see. So, I don't know, looking internationally, it reminds me of punching down when they say Trump used to punch down. Like, what difference does it make what these other little countries are trying? We're the big guys. We've got everything you need. That's how I see it. What else? What could they have that we don't have? Yeah.
Okay, so then help me rationalize this then.
Sure.
When the FDA votes against, these are the doctors that we put in charge, right, to review the new drugs and vaccines. When they vote against a booster, and it was like 23-2 or something,
mm-hmm.
and then a non-doctor in the CDC falls in line with what he's being told to do and then overrides the FDA, which side are you going to fall back on? Are you going to fall back on the CDC or are you going to fall back on the FDA?
Well, I'm still trying to work my own self-interest, right? By taking from every group so that I have what I need. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do with all of this? Whether it's the FDA or it's the advisory panel, all of them
absolutely
are just submitting so that I can make a menu out of what they offer that works for me. I think that's my job, right, as a human being.
Yes.
Right. I'm going to be skeptical. Look, it's interesting. Your skepticism on the Pfizer folks, the J&J, the pharmacology sector, you're highly skeptical, right? And you've got good reason to. You said it in the beginning. It's about that big money. If they can get the big money and some people have to suffer, chances are you feel they're going to let that happen because they got to make their money, right? You think that's their top priority. No?
No. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so
right. Yes.
Yeah. Every other player is going to have the same compromise. So across the board, the answers are, I think, are still going to come from those who are the richest. It's good to be rich. Rich is preferable. That means countries not rich are, you know, not so good. Rich is the best. Rich is where you get the best doctors, the best Now, are we all ethical? Sometimes rich makes you unethical. You find
exactly.
Okay, but still, it's still the best way to go. I'd still never hire the dummies. I'm never going to go use the data from a country barely surviving. You know, my heart goes out to them. I hope everything they use works, but I would never follow them. You know, I believe they're following us. I believe we, this was a point I wanted to bring up in the first part of the call. We'll make it our last point. I'll let some other people on here. But I feel the greatest research on all of the vaccines and the treatments has been right in front of us, Ray, the whole time. You're in Longwood. I'm in Brevard County. But we live in an era where any screen we have can tell us what's going on. So over the course of the vaccine, I think we've had amazing success. There's been problems, no doubt, and your concerns are well-founded. I'm not rejecting them. But the net effect of vaccinating has been good. The net effect.
How are you measuring that? How do you measure that?
Your death rate is down. The number one most important criteria. The death rate has plummeted since the onset of the vaccines. That's not a, that's a big headline. Deaths are down. That's the number one thing everybody's afraid of, dying from it. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want you to, you've made some really good points. Everybody needs to research for themselves, okay? You cannot listen to anybody and just take it. You need to do the research. So you're absolutely spot on with that, and everybody should do that. You're in Brevard, right? I asked you to look at Broward County. There's the hospital system there.
Yes.
Very interesting experiences there you can find out. That's in America using ivermectin to save people. There's a whole group called the FLCCC. You can Google that. Mm-hmm. Go and find out. That'll give you all you need to know about ivermectin.
I'm an advocate. If you've been listening to the show, I'm an advocate. I've had several folks on the air, have had great results with ivermectin, and I've encouraged them, and I congratulate them for finding their way to health on their own, and they're healthy. So we're not that far apart. Excellent call. Hey, you're something, man. This was my lucky day having you call in. You had this much time. I look forward to the next time. I'm going to research what we've talked about and have more ready for the next time you call. But, oh, my God, what a great job you did today. Michael, thank you. You have the patience of a saint there in southwest Minnesota. Welcome aboard.
Hello, Ed. Now, look, Ed, let's take a couple of deep breaths. You've had some amazing callers this morning. Oh, my gosh. This is why I listened to Ed Till. Ray was fantastic. The guy before him, fantastic.
Right.
You're a lucky man, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I said it. I could feel in those calls, I had time to enjoy how great those calls were. Yep.
Okay. So let's divert real quick. The fourth weekend in a row, stadiums full of hardworking American college football fans chanting F Joe Biden. It was a fantastic weekend, whether your team won or not. It's awesome. Wouldn't you agree?
I love that. I love a good F-bomb chant where you can just blast out the syllable. You just like saying that syllable. It is such a good vowel. The vowel U, the short U, the CK, the hard ending. You gotta love it. Absolutely. Who doesn't love it? Yes.
All right, so light on the news this weekend. I get up at 4:00. Okay, let's see what's going on. 2 hours earlier, Ed Till is up producing this single space show prep. I'm going, when does this man sleep? 1:00 in the morning, he's getting ready for his show. You are amazing.
I tell you what, man. Dude, and I couldn't stop with this list. I couldn't stop with with it last night. Now that you mentioned it, look at this. This is the what happens in a news weekend that's slow, Michael. This is a slow news weekend. Trump says only the doctor will stop him in 2024. Miami congressperson says the Border Patrol is white racist men. Pensacola, they have license plate readers. Are you aware that if you've committed a crime, they're looking for your plate? A tragedy in Jacksonville, the death of the Nassau deputy. There are 300-plus investigators working on the case, but it's a heartbreak. Jacksonville, a mother pregnant, threw her children into the river at Riverview Park. How do you do this? But she did. We are losing two of our best birds in the state of Florida, the oyster catcher and the snowy plover. I am going to help nurture those birds back to health. I was in on the Florida panther. Let's save these friggin' birds. And then the man just mentioned Broward County as we wrapped up with Ray. He had some interesting news out of there. In Broward County, on the beautiful Florida Turnpike, which I love to drive on, it is a toll road, but I love it. A woman minding her own business, a car pulls up next to her, shoots her while she's driving. What a friggin' weekend, Michael. Thank you for mentioning that list.
I looked at some of those things, and I looked them up because I had not heard of them. You are amazing. But look, let's go back to Ray for a second. I want to throw something, a little curveball at you.
Sure.
So I understand what he was saying about Big Pharma. Let's go back, Ed, to Big Tobacco. Remember all the iterations that when Big Tobacco came under scrutiny, all the hearings that were held that were on TV, probably some of the first big hearings like that that were held on TV, and the executives were brought in. Did you know it was causing cancer? No, we didn't know. Oh, well, here's the testing guy who says, yeah, we told him. Oh, well, you know, we knew it was causing some problems, but, you know, do you remember all that?
I do.
Okay. So you look at Big Pharma. What is the purpose of Big Pharma? Well, if you get right down to it, Ed, and I think this was kind of what Ray was saying, their job is to produce returns for their shareholders. Okay, so how does Big Pharma do it? They produce pharmaceuticals. Well, I'm sure they go through the same kind of cost-benefit analysis of every drug. Well, look, we lost some people in this test. Oh, look at this test. We didn't lose it. So it comes down to, you know, some drugs we're going to lose people. Some drugs, are fantastic. We need to get on that horse and ride them hard. You see what I'm saying? They have to look at every drug. Oh, no, look, you know, we lost 50% of this test group for this drug. So, okay, so it comes down to making money. They're companies.
It does. So it does.
So you hope, hey, they produce good drugs. Now, you were just talking about trusting the United States. I'm laughing. I'm going, Ed, I don't trust anybody at the CDC or the FDA right now. I don't trust any of these doctors reporting these numbers, because if they go, oh, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, no. Once you get down to it and start really looking at the data, that's a lie. So I don't trust any of them now, Ed. I'm sorry. So I wish I could, but
well,
I don't.
If I sounded, right, I hear you. Excellent point. If I sounded like I trusted them benevolently, then I did misspeak. I trust people who have a gun to their head. Where the trust comes from, you know, I'll shoot you or hurt you really bad if you don't do the right thing. That's the only trust I think that exists, right? So I feel if you're a drug company and you don't care if you do any good, You just need the profit off the pandemic. I do believe that we're the only society capable of finding you out, prosecuting you, getting you off the playing field, and use the proper method, which is profit is much better than be a do-gooder. There's only two ways that things happen in the world. Either it's a do-good from government, I will build this for you with the tax money, or it's the private sector, I'm going to be a billionaire, but they're going to love the cars I invent. I'm going to be a trillionaire, but they're going to love the computers and the phones I invent. So I still bet on greed and punishment. I never bet on benevolence. I don't believe there's any nice, powerful people. I don't believe that.
I totally agree with that.
Okay, so there you go. So as long as we're locked and loaded with the barrel at their temple, I'm good. He feels it. You feel the steel? Right. You feel me? I don't mind pulling a trigger. It's okay. If I pull a trigger on you, it's because you screwed a lot of people. So it's okay to pull a trigger on you. Then they go, oh, wow, I could die. Well, so I like that leverage. Leverage is better than, oh, the good people will do the right thing. I don't believe that. I don't believe the good people
will
do the right
thing. Well, in this country, unfortunately, something that muddies those waters is Big Pharma is one of the biggest contributors to political campaigns.
Sure.
And guess what? The Democrats especially.
Right.
So that kind of muddies that water, but I totally understand what you were saying. Now, look, going back to your first caller, he was talking about Googling thing and getting test results. Have you ever heard of DuckDuckGo?
I know that now, and I'm hearing it like in the last couple of months. What is DuckDuckGo? Is that a website?
DuckDuckGo is a search provider does not filter the results like Google does. If you go out right now and search ivermectin on Google, the first 10,000 results you're going to get are how bad it is. It's poison. It's horse wormer. All that kind of crap. And it, way down, you'll finally start coming up with actual data about what good things it does.
Let me jump in.
Go
here.
To DuckDuckGo, and you will get true results.
I got it. I got it up on the screen. But I want to ask you, didn't you just solve the problem with the way you said that? In other words, Google and everybody else who's in the mainstream, they have a bias, and they're going to hit you with their bias. But it's not hard for an American with a little bit of intelligence, and you got to be able to read. Can't do it. You got to learn how to read. But you can get what you need despite them. You just said it. I believe that. Should I be more worried? I don't know. I mean, I would bet on an American citizen and their initiative every time over any of these malefactors, whether it's a drug company or anybody else. That's how I look at it. Maybe I'm naive.
One of your callers said, if you do research, you start noticing, wow, I'm not really finding a lot here. I wonder if there are other places I can get better information or more accurate information. I would say a casual observer to the daily goings-on in this country, they go, oh, I'll just go to Google. Let's see what Google says. We saw that in the election, right, Ed?
No doubt.
You search for Trump last year, it was all bad. Everything bad, everything possibly bad that could be written, was that's what you found, unless you went somewhere else like DuckDuckGo to find the truth.
Now, let me ask you. I'm going to wrap it up with this. I think you got a great point here. But let me ask you. When people are finding the standard answer, right? I'm just going to go to Google and I'll take the first result I get. When they do that, is that on them or is that on Google? I do put that on them. If you're that lazy, you're taking the first result. You know it's a controversial topic. You have your own thoughts and feelings, but you're going to take the first handout, then maybe you deserve the results you get. Maybe the people who are taking initiative, you listen to that guy Ray, oh my God, research. So when you do all that initiative, you're not going to be sucked in by Google's top search result, are you?
Well, but how many people are not skeptical, Ed? Look at our media. Look at the mainstream media. Are they pressing this administration? Are they trying to get any answers to any of these thousands of things that Biden's screwing up? No.
All right. So tell them, babe, you're on your own. Stop asking like you have a Sherpa who loves you. You don't have a Sherpa who loves you. You're your own Sherpa. Michael, great call. As always, thank you so much for calling in today. Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio Network, way late here. 321-339-1055. Love to speak with you. And Corey is up next from Eustis.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement now. Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit floridamanradio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Attention, listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Attention, Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are hiring for all positions. That's Old Town, Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, and Mount Dora. Apply in person or go to froggers.com to complete an application. And on a different note, if you're looking for plenty of large screen TVs and a great atmosphere with plenty of food and fun, Frogger's is the place. And don't miss out on Frogger's amazing menu, where everything is fresh, never frozen. Frogger's Grill and Bar, hopping with food and fun.
Florida Man Radio proudly presents Donald Trump. Donald Trump, live at the Amway Center with Bill O'Reilly.
Hi, everyone. This is Donald Trump, your favorite president. At least I hope I'm your favorite president. Reminding you that I'll be at the Amway Center in Orlando with the great Bill O'Reilly for the history tour on Sunday, December 12th. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot together. It will be hopefully an unforgettable show.
Join Florida Man Radio for this exclusive one-on-one interview at the Amway Center Sunday, December 12th.
Bill O'Reilly here. Don't miss my upcoming tour with Donald Trump. In a series of live conversations, we will discuss his historic 4 years in the White House and what's next for the former president. So don't wait. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
Get your tickets now, because this event will sell out.
So I'll see you on December 12th. I look forward to it.
Go to floridamanradio.com for details.
Jeff Adams here. How's your AC doing? Noticing it's struggling a little bit? Electric bills higher than normal? Or maybe it's just old? Now is the time to call Four Seasons AC and have your unit serviced. You may need a new AC unit in the future, so it's better to plan ahead with Four Seasons AC. Brian and the team are the best. Don't wait. Call 407-295-9231 or reach them at 4acnow.com. That's 407-295-9231. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
I'm personal injury attorney John Dill. You may have heard attorneys advertising about their success rate. It's important to find out that attorney's personal experience in the courtroom. I've tried more than 200 civil jury trials and recovered more than 200 million in jury verdicts. If you want a trial lawyer, get the real Dill. Offices, Orlando.
Get the real Dill.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
Look, Ed, I take responsibility.
Well, Ed, I think Ed does a great job.
But Ed, you're not listening to me.
Taking your phone calls at 321-339-1055. I am listening to you. You know, that guy Ray, I'm going to wind up playing that phone call back in the production room later. We are getting fantastic phone calls. 321-339-1055. This is a tough call because I was trying to get this across with Michael as well, but I think it speaks to Ray's point about what's known about these vaccines and what's known about these treatments. The biggest test, the biggest sample of what's going to matter to me is what the American people have been given, and in particular, the vaccine that I took, not to be too personal here, but I'm really interested in the J&J vaccine. Now, when you are messing with an immune system across a population, this again, going back to what Ray was talking about before, you have to look across the population, right? One of the first things you have to do in science, I love science. Did you enjoy science when you were a kid in school? I wasn't so crazy about biology, but I loved physics. Oh, my God. We started with the beads and the Bunsen burner and worked their way all the way up. It was great. We were doing like these experiments in the parking lot of the school, launching things. Fantastic class. Loved it. But what we learned out of it was there is a scientific method. There is a way of going at something so that you eliminate mistakes and bias. The number one way to do that, again, I'm talking basic science here. This is not anything that you have to go to graduate school to find out. It's the repetition of the experiment. It's the broadening of the base that the experiment is being done on behalf of. That's what's... Now, don't let this mislead you. There's no benevolent trust here. We're just looking at a method. We're looking at a way of doing things most likely to give us the clear answer that we're looking for. So based on your visual experience in your life, anecdotally, I understand they're hitting you with a lot of data on the news. Put the news data aside. Does it look to you at large like the vaccine has had any effect, having been around now since the beginning of this year, really the end of last year, but a lot of vaccine in a lot of people? What do you see from that? What is the big picture in America? I understand India and its value in an inquiry like this. I'm not diminishing it to the point where it's not useful. I'm saying what you get from any other sample, whether it's from India or anywhere, even the UK. Ray brought up the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, and the whole group over there, Ireland. Oh. These are not the same folks as us. Yeah, similar. But you're trying to vaccinate a population to keep them safe, not to prove some scientific theorem or to justify any particular vaccine. I don't really care which of them is the most successful. I mean, I'd like it to be mine. But the idea is it looks like death is way down since vaccination. Now, viruses are one thing. New viruses are something else. And then people's behavior has to be factored in. So, I don't know. For me, it's pretty clear. J&J vaccine has been a huge success. It was given to all the people on the front line. There were two reasons I loved the J&J, if you got to protect yourself, right? there are a lot of job descriptions where there's a way around this. But if you're facing having to be out in public, then to me, it was inevitable. You're going to have to pick one of these things. Even though there could be problems for you, you need some protection. You don't want to die from the COVID. And I don't want to mention this too often, but this is the right time to mention it. It really bothers me. If anybody wants to talk about this, I'll engage in a conversation with you. I don't want to go off on it right now. There's too many other things important to talk about. But it really cuts me to the quick. This profession, talk show host, we are out there every day, me, 40 years in the news every day, every single day, mountain of news, digest it, pick up on the things that are really prickly and bothering people, and let's throw them out there and have a discussion. 40 years of that. So that's the experience I'm using here in the 40 years. This looks right now like it's doing a pretty okay job. Certainly not doing a great job. Certainly communication is horrible. But I'm open to what you're most concerned about with the vaccine or hesitant about the vaccine or your thought on a booster. Because the number one thing to me is, came out in the call with Ray before, but I think you got to, every once in a while, you got to refocus and go, hey, what are we doing? I'm trying to not die off of COVID. That's it. That's all I'm doing is trying to not die off of COVID. And four of my colleagues in this industry, which is supposed to, you know, we're supposed to be the listener's friend. We're supposed to be the deliverer of the news, not spinning you. In other words, we'll listen to the spin on all the networks, but we're doing a talk show here. It's you and me. We're hanging out. I am going to cut all the fat off there and present to you exactly the best part. I just want to get the best part out there where people are not going to drop dead. But I got four guys, and it is guys. I haven't heard a female host do this yet. Go on the air. Trash the vaccine, trash everything around. Now they're dead. Now they're dead. So is it the same qualification I have to put on India? Do I have to say, look, they were nice guys. They just weren't smart enough to know how to stay alive. They were just dumbasses, and they're dead because they're stupid. Wow, that's pretty harsh to say, but it's hard for me to not see it that way when I look at the job we have. When I look at what we do, again, everybody's entitled to see this their own way. But when you're in an open dialogue, you should be able to save yourself. You should be able to not die over what you think is the right thing to do. So that's what my relationship with the vaccine is. Simple death preventive. And I think it's doing a really good job on that level. Are they handling it the right way? Of course not. Is Fauci, does he create more problems than he solves? Absolutely. Walensky the same way. They're completely unskilled in any kind of leadership. But I don't need them, do I? Do I need these clowns up in my... I really don't. What I need to know is, what do you have? And Ray was very good about that. You got the ivermectin, which is blowing up in the headlines right now. People love talking about ivermectin. Ivermectin is having great results. And ivermectin does what? It enables you to avoid the whole political vaccine complex. Isn't that what it is? Right now, it's as much about who's pushing the vaccine as it is about the substance of the vaccine itself. So for me, I don't have any doubt at all. I'm glad I took it. It didn't do anything to me. The people I know with the J&J vaccine and the health community on the front line taking the J&J, I don't know. It's hard for me to see any threat from this. So if you're in a similar position where all you're looking to do is make sure you don't die like those four idiot talk show. I'm really pissed at those guys because they didn't do enough research for you. They didn't care about you enough to get to the bottom of it. And how many people followed their advice and wound up in same or similar trouble to them? So it's a it's an individual decision. I say it again. I've no problem with how wealthy a drug company can become. I would always favor that an inventor become filthy rich rather than have the socialist communist model where we say, look, we'd like you to do society a big favor. So just go in there and see if you can find something that will stop the virus, cure the problem, and make people well and keep them from dying. Just do that because we're asking you to do it. I think forget it. I think you must be crazy. I think if what you want is the best of the best out of people, you want them to bust their ass, you want them to squeeze their brain, you want them to use what they have for a higher goal. Well, come on, man, pour on the cash, open up the vault and give it to them. You deserve tons of money when you do good things for a large capitalist society, no? If we get the right result and a handful of people get filthy rich, does that bother you? Has it ever bothered you that other people have money? I'm hearing this as like a subtext. What is the problem with other people getting incredibly rich off something that works? And if it doesn't work perfectly, you get what you got right now. You got a lot of people don't trust it. A lot of people don't want to go near it. A lot of people, like myself, wanted to wait and wait and wait. Then we were satisfied that it would be safe for us. It really should be all of these different levels of understanding. But I don't, does it bother you that the drug companies make so much money? If you could invent the cure for cancer, wouldn't you want $1 billion? Isn't that the right thing to do, to use the profit motive to get us what we need? Isn't that how it should work? Is Tesla inventing all of these electric cars because it's the right thing to do? Or is it because he wants to be filthy rich? Same thing with Amazon. I'm not a big fan of uninspiring things like Amazon. Huh? The guy's a genius. Everything comes in the mail. But let's face it, that's what people wanted. They love everything coming to them. So wouldn't you say, as odious as the guy can behave sometimes, it's the same way with Trump. You're not going to get the personality that you want, but you certainly want what they did. You want Amazon to exist. You may not be crazy about him, but you love the ease with which you can purchase and shop and get what you want. And you get tons more choices because the website is unending and he's got all the little sellers on there. So look, all of the things that are making him one of the richest guys ever. I don't know if he is. He's probably the richest guy on the planet now. Well, I know, although there's always a couple of international dudes that have more money. So I don't know, I qualify that. But the idea is, how else do you expect to get excellent things without huge amounts of money as the motivator? If I'm missing something here, show me what it is. I'll incorporate it right away. Am I making it sound too simple? Is simple why it's worked for hundreds of years? I think it's pretty clear. If they want a lot of it, you get a ton of money for it. The distinction that some people would draw, say, well, you know, this is involuntary. This is people staying alive. So I would argue, absolutely. When you have life and death, I go back to Dr. Christian Barnard, the guy that did the first open heart surgery. I remember listening to this on the radio as a kid. It happened in South Africa, I believe. And the operation, I think, took place like in the middle of the night, Eastern time. Woke up in the morning, and all you knew as a kid was there was a doctor that was so smart, so dedicated, worked his ass off so much that he could cut somebody's heart open, fix it, and sew them back up. That was a friggin' miracle. So did I want Christian Barnard and his hospital and all his team, his staff, did I want all of those people significantly enriched? Absolutely. If they were just rolling in dough, nothing would make me happier. That's the best use of money, right? When you can pile it on to make a breakthrough that benefits a group, then if it's a consumer product, this happens to be health, so we can't charge people. But most of the time, people are happy to pay for the great breakthrough that came from all of the work, all of the dedication, all of that. You know, it's like a military industrial complex. There's a medical industrial complex. I'm for that. Now, I don't want to be on the side that says Ray's concerns and others are unwarranted. Absolutely. Look at that girl just got caught, Theranos. She had some kind of bogus product. She tried to sell it to people. It all fell apart. She's heading to jail. Are we perfect on that? We're not perfect. A lot of criminals get away with stuff. But the idea is you come into the medical, we use medical instead of pharmacological, right? Medical industrial complex. You want to play with the big boys. You want to do some gene therapy. You want to start eliminating big problems that are ruining people's lives. Dude, come on in. Take your pile of cash and throw it down on the conference room table. The presence of all that money, that will draw other experts. What do you need? Gene code readers? You're going to pay them good. Where do you think they got their skill? You're going to have to beef up the institutions to generate the kind of brain level that you need. But that's what we do. That's what I like when money does that. I like when money rewards great ideas, and then people take that idea and they start to personalize it. That's America. Every other economy out there, and certainly the big ones like China, forget it, never going to happen. It's never going to come from the initiative. It's never going to come from, I want to be the best at this. I'm not just working on a vaccine. I'm working on the best vaccine ever in the history of the planet. And you say, why? Because you're such a noble, wise person. Hell no. Because I'm going to back up a truck and there's going to be more friggin' money in that truck. I'm going to be king of the world. Isn't that what that idiot said in the movie? That's what he said. I'm king of the world. And he was only riding on the Titanic with a hot girl. King of the world. King of the world. That's when you want people to reach for their best. So isn't the profit motive, isn't capitalism the best way to get people to give you their best? Will people ever give you their best because you ask them for a favor? Will people ever give you their best if they casually say, yeah, I could really use your help? Oh, please. Put a pile of money there and watch people focus their attention, focus their energy. Watch the results. Where are the breakthroughs in this world still coming from? As odious as all these criticisms are of the rich, they're coming out of here. They're coming right out of the place where there's no limit on how much you can have. Therefore, there's no limit on how much you can do. 321-339-1055. If I'm missing something, please let me know. But I think, number one, we need to stay alive. Number two, we're always going to be better off where you have the most money and the most free thinking. That's where you're going to get your solutions. Do you agree? 321-339-1055. I would love to hear from you, especially if you're a new listener in Northwest Florida or in Central Florida. You've only heard the show a few times. I would love to know, where are you on this? Did they sell you out and betray you, and now you're against the whole system of vaccinating and healthcare? Are you suspicious of it? You heard some good reasons before. 321-339-1055. Or what I conclude in my 65 years on planet Earth is, when there's a profit motive, when people get a huge payoff. They're capable of incredible success, incredible invention, incredible creativity. You just got to fund it.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
The Justin Clark Show.
Bathe me in rolls and butter, baby. How is that for your promo?
That's better.
Okay. You're welcome. Kayla, you next. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Bathe me in rolls and butter, baby.
Thank you. EC, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, no. I don't want to incriminate evidence against me at any time in the world.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show, Mornings.
Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during prime PM drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
As you know, friend of the show Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. I use these sheets on all my beds. I slept on them last night. They look and feel great, which means a better night's sleep for me. Mike's found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, you'll get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code FLMAN. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towels, and much more. Support those who support the show. And go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code FLMAN at MyPillow.com for up to 66% off the site. For a limited time, you'll get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. Use the code FLMAN at MyPillow.com. It's FLMAN at MyPillow.com.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping, always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, FLMAN, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's FLMAN, FLMAN.
Looking for a fresh taste this summer? I want you to discover Pacifico, an official sponsor of Orlando's hometown team, your UCF Knights. Knight Nation, Pacifico is the perfect beer to enjoy while tailgating, homegating, or just hanging out with the friends. Pick up a Pacifico and find that there's always more to discover. With a touch of grass, citrus, and ocean mist, Pacifico is a Pilsner-style lager with a crisp, refreshing flavor. Discover Pacifico responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Discover Pacifico and go Knights! Charge on!
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio. Powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Come on, everybody.
All right, the Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio Network, 321-339-1055. Love to speak with you. We got Greg in Connecticut. Greg, always good to talk with you, man. How's it going on this Monday? Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Ed. Always great to speak with you. Man, you've got quite the array of sages today. Not that you don't have them every other day, but I'm just waiting for James and John to call in today, too, to make my day complete.
Absolutely. I agree.
And I won't leave Bob and Arnie out either.
No. We need them all, baby. We need them all. Yep.
Line them up. Line them up, man.
Let's not forget about Angie up there in Northwest Florida and my gal in Milligan. Everybody, yeah, they have been so outspoken. They have staked out so many of these great points. Go right ahead, Greg. Go ahead.
Hey, I think a lot of this can be summed up with one phrase: correlation versus causation. You're seeing a lot of this at play. And when you consider the level of desperation and politicization of this to get it into everybody's body, I mean, nothing about this passes the sniff test. Nothing.
No, listen.
You're reaching to the refrigerator to get the milk.
Right.
And you're on the edge with the date, and you got a cold to boot. What do you do?
I know what I do. When in doubt, throw it away. It's only a quart of milk. You got it. That's it. That's what we do.
Now, this is lining up to be the largest heist in history. I need some help on this, too. Does anybody else remember a certain candidate, Biden, giving a presser, I believe it was the Sunday before the election at night, announcing that we had the vaccine?
Look at you. I'm going to try and answer that right now while other people are thinking about it. I'm looking it up. Yeah, go ahead.
I seem to recall that pretty vividly because that made me scratch my head and say, well, you know, whatever happened to Project Warp Speed being under Trump's ownership, not Biden's ownership. I mean, this guy is so deep in with these special interests and payola. That's why I can't believe that we're marching forward with this cryptocurrency crap. I mean, you just create a superhighway for corruption to all these politicians, and we can't see it.
Isn't it true? Like, every time it surges, I say the same thing. I'm like, who needs a solid cryptocurrency? Who needs that? I mean, even China buys U.S. dollars. So what could be better than U.S. currency? Here I go being all ethnocentric again, like I was before. Everything American's great. But the truth is, every country in the world wants to own American paper because we're an enduring backup for that transaction. What happens to crypto when you get hacked? What happens to crypto when you can't mine it anymore? Crypto, to me, looks fraught with peril, and they're plowing forward like nobody's business because drug dealers and cartels and human traffickers love cryptocurrency.
Well, and isn't this deja vu all over again, to quote Yogi? I mean, didn't we dabble in this with the Affordable Health Care Act or Affordable Care Act with Obamacare, where the issue was if you could force somebody to buy a product? And they created a backdoor to it by making it a tax subsidy. So, again, they just socialized the cost of that to the taxpayers. And they're doing the same thing now, I think, in the way of vaccines that aren't really vaccines, and also with testing. Because, again, has anybody gotten a true figure on what this is costing us?
No, there's no way. Yeah, forget it.
And am I correct in assuming that you can't force somebody to buy a product, and by using a government subsidy program, that kind of backdoors the process and puts money right in old Pops's, Grandpa Biden's pocket?
Well, that's it. Yeah.
How much bad artwork is lining the hallways of Big Pharma?
Right.
They're long hallways and lobbies and conference rooms and even their homes from, that was done with a cocaine straw.
Absolutely. Dude, you are right on the money. You're on fire. It's Monday. I'm behind on a break. So do me a favor. If you can hang with me, hang with me. If you can't, I apologize. But I got to catch up here.
Yes, sir.
Greg, fantastic. And I want to add a new story to this when we come back. 321-339-1055. It's the Ed Till Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio. I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your headlines for the afternoon of Monday, September 27th. Troopers say they're looking for the driver who left the scene of a deadly crash. They say the driver of a white BMW was racing a motorcycle on East Colonial Drive yesterday near Avalon Park Road. We're told the motorcyclist slammed into a woman who was riding her bike, killing her. A big boost to the Space Coast economy. Governor DeSantis says Terran Orbital will invest $300 million in Brevard County. The company will bring its commercial spacecraft and Constellation facility along with 2,000 jobs to Space Florida on Merritt Island. The governor says the company's move to Central Florida will create the largest satellite manufacturing facility in the entire world. And starting Thursday, Florida workers will see a raise in the minimum wage. Their pay will increase to $10 an hour. Currently, it's $8.65 an hour. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app. I'm Justin Warmoth. Hope you have a great Monday.
WDYZ, Altamont Springs, WOTW HD3, Windermere, WXUS, HD3, Dunellen, Ocala, WCLB, Valparaiso, Florida Man Radio, The Shannon Burke Show.
Yeah, baby! 88 miles per hour, I'll kick all you guys' asses picking baseballs outside! Try me, bitches!
Let's go!
Come on, let's go! I don't care all day long, baby, I got you! I got you, and I got you, Shannon, too!
Anybody, bring it on.
All right, Latino Nolan Ryan.
That's right.
All day long, baseball.
Laugh it up, buttercups, because when we get out there, I'm going to prove it.
Weekdays at 3 on Florida Man Radio.
Indoor baseball, anyone?
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Come on, guys. Spice things up and make your woman feel sexy again with a special gift from Premier Couple Superstore. They've got a huge selection of lingerie and shoes. You're going to go nuts when you see her next sexy outfit. Premier also has a full selection of toys, games, love oils, and a ton of great gifts. Why pay those high prices when you can go directly to the source? 5009 South OBT or shop online at premiercouples.net. Because the couple that plays together stays together.
Got a musty odor in your home? Visible stains in the ceiling? Mold around the windows and bathrooms? Are you showing symptoms of mold exposure, like watery eyes and itchy skin, headaches, coughing, and sneezing? Then you need to call the experts right now at Air Quality Assessors. 844-CALL-AQA. They'll provide indoor air quality testing, free in-home estimates. They'll deal with your insurance-related claims with no money out of pocket. Call anytime, 24 hours a day. 844-CALL-AQA. That's 844-225-5272. Or online at airqualityassessors.com.
JVC of Central Florida understands that many of our local companies need help hiring more than ever right now. It affects us all, from the quality of service to wait times and availability. Tune in for weekly employment updates in support of Seminole, Orange, Osceola, and Lake Counties. If you or someone you know is looking for work.
In Orange County, Porky's Original Barbecue Downtown Apopka is looking for experienced line cooks, competitive pay and benefits. Apply in person. Renewal by Anderson is looking for design consultants. Visit rbafla.com for info. Universal Roofing and Contracting is hiring call center reps. Apply online at universalroof.com.
If your business is still in the process of staffing up and you want to highlight your open positions on the radio, email us today at localads@jvcbroadcasting.com. Proud to be an independent broadcaster serving the community. Florida Man Radio, helping the local businesses like yours get back on track. In the meantime, let's all try to be patient and aware of the staffing challenges. Thanks from all of us here at Florida Man Radio, 105.5 FM, 660 AM, a JVC broadcasting station.
Attention, Frogger's Grill and Bar locations are hiring for all positions. That's Old Town, Oviedo, Apopka, Altamont Springs, and Mount Dora. Apply in person or go to froggers.com to complete an application. And on a different note, if you're looking for plenty of large screen TVs and a great atmosphere with plenty of food and fun, Frogger's is the place. And don't miss out on Frogger's amazing menu, where everything is fresh, never frozen. Frogger's Grill and Bar, hopping with food and fun.
Honey, nature's oldest medicine known to man. Now you can enjoy honey the way nature intended you to with Holistic Hippie Honey. Holistic Hippie Honey takes pride in delivering the highest quality products in nature. Enjoy all natural, unfiltered honey infused with Colorado's finest whole hemp plant extract. Holistic Hippie Honey is a great supplement for teas, shakes, or anything sweet. Check it out at holistichippiehoney.com. So go ahead and channel your inner hippie.
Attention listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Listen every weekday mornings right here on Florida Man Radio. Powered by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
May not like what he has to say, but he's gonna say it anyway. He's the baddest cat around. He's got the sharpest tongue in town. He's Ed Till.
Ed Till. All right, my thanks to Greg for hanging in there. Greg, are you still with me, buddy?
Yes, sir.
You got it. All right, so you probably know this already. I only heard this a couple of hours ago, but it underscores everything we talk about. Okay. Stand back. John Hinckley has been permanently released. He's out. The guy who tried to kill Ronald Reagan, we've put back on the street. Doesn't that complete the circle for where we're at in society right now?
They're just looking to kick us in the teeth at every opportunity they get.
I mean, every value is abandoned here. What does it mean that this guy almost killed that president? What does that mean? Now, we don't have to worry about Lee Harvey Oswald, right? We had somebody take care of that. We didn't have to worry about Sirhan, although Sirhan was just up. For getting out. I don't know if he's actually walking free yet, because the Kennedys are going to weigh in on that final decision. But what is wrong with us that we have this streak? They want to say, you know, we've determined that John Hinckley is safe to put out there. Determined by what means? What do you think of a guy like that? It commits a crime. You think he's a different human being now? I don't see any possibility of that, but that's the claim. So what does it mean to you, Gray? Now, one of the greatest leaders in the 20th century, in the history of the country, for sure, the assassin will be at the local supermarket, gassing up his car, going to 7-Eleven, making new friends, going out there and living his life. What does that say to you?
We're in sad shape. You know, and just like the newly anointed governor of New York, she just released, 190-something inmates in one shot?
This is right on the heels of we don't want bail anymore. We got to ease up on the criminal. So, I don't know, is the signal to the world the United States doesn't know how to protect itself? The United States has lost its instinct for self-defense. Hinckley is an enemy of the entire country, right? When he fires those bullets into Ronald Reagan and lands one right next to Reagan's heart. Right next to the heart chamber. Another couple of millimeters, we got a president dead as Fred. The good Lord put his fingertip right in front of that bullet and said, no, I'm going to let you shoot him. I'm not going to let you kill him. And our answer is, oh, good, then we'll go easy on the guy who shot him. So that to me proves every other theorem that you laid out at the beginning of your phone call. This is why it makes sense. We're lost. You know what? I take it back. You and I are not lost. They are lost.
No.
They're lost.
Yeah. Just imagine if there wasn't enough time left for for Reagan to finish a nice little blueprint and template for Bush 1 to follow, what kind of shape he would have been in if he had, if Reagan had made things idiot-proof for Bush.
Absolutely. And Bush found a way. You know, Bush was the worst kind of Republican, right? That was the guy you couldn't stand. You hated him from the minute he got out of his car. You can't stand his cologne. You can't stand the sound of his voice. Just so privileged and like immersed in the privilege. Not uncomfortable in the privilege. Totally swimming around in it, wears it like a glove. So even after Reagan set him up, what was the first thing he did? He distanced himself off of Reagan. Oh, I'll be kinder and gentler. You know, Reagan was a prick. You know, Reagan was a nasty SOB. I will be kinder and gentler. And where was he 4 years later? Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I might throw a little bit of a wrinkle in here about the your capitalism theory, but
yeah.
I think the richest list is actually topped by one of Vladimir Putin.
Now. Wow.
He was able to jump ahead only because a couple of other billionaires demonstrated how valuable freedom is to them by separating from their wives and paying out oodles and oodles of money.
Right, right. Look at Gates, huh? How about that? How about that?
Bezos and Gates. They gave
right.
up half their fortune for it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Look,
so
you know.
Lesson for us.
Lessons learned, lessons continue. That's what my teacher used to say. Lesson learned, lessons continue. Did you get this? Here comes a bunch more coming right down the road. Now, as we look forward, will Biden survive this whole term? Is Biden going to be president going into the next election cycle? Because Trump says the only thing that's going to keep him out is if he gets a doctor's call. Did you see that over the weekend? He goes, unless I get a bad...
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, he goes, unless I get a bad call from a doctor. Don't you love that? Here's a guy, and he's already telling me, I could drop dead. What are you talking about? Look at my age. Let's be realistic. I could drop dead. I could go into a coma. I could start drooling. Anything could happen. That's the realism that we miss. We're in some kind of gauzy make-believe land with Biden now. But as soon as Trump starts, right away, the clouds move, all the fuzz is gone, and you see what you're really talking about here. Fascinating what's about to happen. The power of the speaker, I noticed, was pushed back over the weekend. We're pushing on every seam in this amazing structure we call America. I absolutely love it. This is what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be passive and agreeable. We're supposed to be ornery. We're supposed to make sure. And if when in doubt, don't. When in doubt, don't let them force you. Yeah, it's not easy to walk it, but man, it is the way to go, right? Greg, do we have a choice? That it's who we are. It's what we are, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, how many people died to preserve our freedom, and yet we're just, passively letting them go away from us.
Oh, passive. And then why don't we have some crazy news story to take everybody's attention away? There was a girl. She had a nasty boyfriend. Blah, 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 blah. That's a national obsession now. A woman was gunned in the side of the head. Broward County, Florida Turnpike. I love the Florida Turnpike. I love driving it. It's a great experience. And this woman was doing only that. Rode up beside her, put a bullet in the side of her head. Isn't she as worthy of all the reporting? How is her family doing? What brought this about? To me, every victim deserves dignity. I don't understand why Gabby is so important and my girl on the turnpike we're not hearing word one about. So it's priorities, right?
Yeah, where's her mural?
Murals
all over the place for George, that hashtag George Floyd. What a piece of garbage he is, or was.
Right.
You know?
No, this is... You're absolutely right. You are on it right now. They love the disproportionate attention. They love to create their narrative. What they don't love is to do the heavy lifting of keeping people safe. What they don't want to do is make life better for people. It's good when you have problems and you can swoop in. Absolutely. Ah, great phone call.
These are just more. Yeah. More shiny objects, man. We got to make sure we get rid of these voting machines. Otherwise, Joe Biden is going to leapfrog Vladimir Putin as the richest person in the world. I know he's falling right in his blueprint, too.
You got it. Fantastic. Listen, great phone call. I love, you know, you got the take, man. That's the take. You got to see it for what it is. This is what I was trying to say earlier, but you did it better than I could today. You know the truth. You don't need anybody to explain it to you. You keep your eye on the ball. You keep moving in the direction that's best for you. All right, 321-339-1055. It's the Ed Till Show. Love to hear from you. Current events, common sense, different views. We have a few laughs, and we take your phone calls at 321-339-1055.
More Ed Till after this. Florida Man Radio.
Florida Man is everywhere. In your car, turn it on your radio. In the office, listen online at floridamanradio.com. In the house, tell Alexa to play Florida Man Radio. Going for a jog? Download the free Florida Man Radio app. There's no reason to miss any of your favorites, like the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, the Justin Clark Show, the Ed Till Show, or the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio is taking over. Be part of the movement now. Florida Man Radio.
Discover your dream home and let Rachel Roach Realtor help. Rachel Roach is your local real estate connection. You want a positive and helpful partner when buying or selling a home? Then Rachel Roach is the one. Trusted, innovative, connected, determined, and with excellent negotiating skills. Rachel has the winning combination. Contact Rachel Roach today and see what's new in your area. 407-252-4566 or visit RachelRoachRealty.com. That's RachelRoachRealty.com, a Coldwell Banker Realtor.
Did you know that generic drugs are just as safe and effective as brand name drugs? Generics might look different, but they work the same way, and they can even save you money. Don't believe me? Ask your doctor or pharmacist, or visit fda.gov/genericdrugs.
Florida Man Radio is your home for Jacksonville Jaguars football. Open up the Florida Man Radio app to win a four-pack of tickets and parking to the Jags game Sunday, September 26th, as Trevor Lawrence leads the charge at home against the NFC West Arizona Cardinals. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, head over to your Google Play or App Store today. Jags football is back. And you can win your way in on Florida Man Radio.
Oh no! The garage door is stuck again!
Not again. You can't be late today.
Having a faulty garage door can be time-consuming and a security risk, so don't wait. Call Prolif Garage Doors. Ask about their 21-point inspection service and keep your home safe and your schedule on time by making sure your garage has been inspected for wear and tear. Reach out to Prolif Garage Doors today, 888-754-3063. That's 888-754-3063.
Attention veterans, are you tired of the confusion connected with cannabis use? Many veterans are misinformed on the laws of medical cannabis and the Department of Veteran Affairs benefits. TrueLeaf's True Vet program is designed to help educate veterans on the accessibility and use of medical cannabis. Their outreach programs help sponsor veteran nonprofits across the nation, including financial support, educational seminars, product explanation, and connection with local doctors in your area. To find out more, visit TrueLeaf.com. That's TrueLeaf.com.
My Eye Lab Altamont Springs is offering great deals right now. They have the latest and greatest technology to perform your eye exam. Over 2,000 frames to choose from adults to children. Contact specials, 6-month supply, and an eye exam for just $125. Buy one, get one free, or 50% off one pair, plus a free eye exam. Go to My Eye Lab Altamont Springs. Walk-ins always welcome, or book an appointment at MyEyeLab.com and tell them Jeff Adams sent you.
Jeff Adams here. How's your AC doing? Noticing it's struggling a little bit? Electric bill's higher than normal? Or maybe it's just old? Now is the time to call Four Seasons AC and have your unit serviced. You may need a new AC unit in the future, so it's better to plan ahead with Four Seasons AC. Brian and the team are the best. Don't wait. Call 407-295-9231 or reach them at 4acnow.com. That's 407-295-9231. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
All right, the Ed Till Show on Florida Man Radio Network. Wow. What a busy Monday. I'm just saying, Arnie is going to join us any second. Man, great phone calls. Ray in Longwood, Michael, Josh, everybody. Fantastic. Greg nailing it, man. All the news and the storylines to all the men. Oh, yeah, we got plenty of those. We got all the news in the storylines. I said to Arnie, what kind of music are you in the mood for when I bring you on? And he says, you got any ABBA? I said, do I have ABBA? God, I'm ABBA. I got tons of ABBA.
They were close in my Fernando.
Baila usted la rumba en la cuarto de baño.
I was so afraid, Fernando.
Fernando!
We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me.
My God, you are a romantic Arnie in Fort Myers. That's all I can say. That is a 1976 huge monster hit for ABBA, Fernando. Welcome, Arnie.
Yeah, you know, those two girls in the 70s were our idea of Instagram. Remember, with their short dresses?
You know, it's funny you're saying that. Right now, I'm looking at them. Right, I'm watching them, and they happen to be wearing the peasant look from the 60s, right? With the But I remember when they got glamorous, and I don't know where I saw them. It was like on some television show, and I was like, whoa. So how did you start listening to ABBA because of the Top 40? When did you pick them up? Why were you attracted to the music?
Well, it's kind of, you know, the music, even though it tends to be bubblegum in some ways, but, you know, it's kind of inspiring, you know, and of course the looks of these girls, you know, kind of get you going. I started in 76.
I will tell you, in their video, Fernando, right yeah. now that I'm watching, dude, they're wearing, like, no makeup. She's got, like, yeah. no lipstick on here. She's got a little bit of eyeshadow. But this was my look. I used to love this look in college. Do you remember the girls that wanted to be all natural? And, like, they didn't want to yeah. wear anything from the Clinique counter at all. That was their enemy. And it was all about musk and patchouli and, you know, their hair. Everything had to be natural. They wouldn't paint or alter themselves. Oh, my. I always look for those girls. Whenever we used to go to, like, Bronx Park East and go to a concert, I always sat next to the natural girls. They were always the most fun. They laughed the loudest. And making out with them was always more, I don't know, romantic and sincere than the most beautiful girl at a concert that's all decked out always looked like, I don't know, it wasn't appealing to me. I loved the natural look that ABBA started with. But I don't think of ABBA this way. You're reintroducing me to ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so when you started to listen to them, did you go out and buy an album? Did you go there? Did you make the big commitment?
No, you know, I never did. I just listened to all the you know, back in the day on the AM and radios with the Top 40 and all that, all those shows, the weekend shows they had. That's all I really listened. But I, yeah.
Because they really, they made a big resurgence on Broadway, like as a retro act, they mm-hmm. blew up. And aren't they right now on tour? Didn't they just start something not too long ago? I think they did. I think that if it was a short one, maybe it's over already. But I'm pretty sure they went back on the road in the last 60, 90 days.
No, I believe they are. I thought I saw it. But, you know, hopefully they are using makeup now.
There you go. Oh, my God. See, I have to confess, right? If this is on in somebody's car when we're hanging out and I'm young, right? I go, oh, my God, come on, get this off. That would be the first thing I would say, get this off. And Artie likes the Dancing Queen. So are there songs of theirs that you can't stand, even though you admire them? I mean, everybody can put out a clunker, or do you love all their hits? Hey, Arnie, it's back-to-back ABBA. It's an hour of nonstop ABBA with no commercials. You'd be there? You would tune in for that?
Well, yeah, I guess I would. Probably for a half hour or something. But there are songs, Ed, that I don't like on them, but I'll tell you, Knowing Me, Knowing You is a good tune. And then did you know, though, that Dancing Queen, the Gays, that was their favorite, that's their favorite tune, the Gays.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I did not know that, but I will make a note. All right, beautiful. So listen, we set the tone.
Yeah.
We got ABBA. They look great. No makeup on. You know how that is. Fantastic vibe. So what are you thinking on this? You know, it's Monday. I know what you say. Don't do anything. Don't have an operation. Don't take on any risk or make any big decisions today. But you know what's interesting about your theory? Today's show has been rolling along like them doggies in, what was that old show that Clint Eastwood was in? Rawhide. The doggies, come on, little doggies. They've been rocking and rolling today. So are there Mondays that are better than other Mondays, or is Monday a caution no matter what it looks like? It could be faking you out.
It is a caution day, but, you know, you don't have to stop living because it's a Monday. I mean, you know, life still goes on. It's just that it is a, in my opinion, it's a caution day.
You know, you say it like that. You say it like that very casually. Life goes on. But at one of my favorite hotels in New York City, the Gotham, love that hotel. You ready for this? A guy jumped off the 25th floor balcony to kill himself. All right, this happens, especially in those tall buildings. But no one noticed him for 2 days. He was out there for 2 days. Nobody noticed. Oh, there's a dead guy in the the courtyard down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when you say, you know, you just want to live your life. Sometimes it's impossible to get noticed, even when you throw yourself off a building. What do you have to do? But there it is. True story.
It takes a half hour for a body to stink at room temperature.
Oh. And we've been having warm weather, so absolutely, but the idea is, who sees a body and goes, wow, look at that, what is that in the courtyard? Oh, my God, looks like a guy, I don't know, probably he'll sleep it off. You know, you walk away from the window, 12 hours, hey, remember that guy in the courtyard? He hasn't moved. Oh, please, hey, he'll be out of there in the morning, you'll see. Then you wake up the next day, come on, we got to call the cops. This guy's been there for over 24 hours. That happened at a hotel I like. This is a good hotel. This is not some flea bag. This is a decent, it's a great hotel, actually. I haven't stayed there in a while. Phew.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what that is like. But it goes along with Hinckley being released. Did you hear that before? Hinckley's out now. Oh, that's good. Anybody else you want to let out of jail? Why don't we just stop jailing everybody and start over again? Give everybody a pass. So I'm not happy about that. I don't like the image of that. I don't like what that says about us. What do you think about letting Hinckley out?
That's interesting. Yeah, that is. It is because he tried to kill the president. Isn't that right?
You are absolutely right. And he almost did it. He got a bullet inside of Reagan, but it just didn't hit the heart. As soon as the doctors looked at it, they were like, oh, my God, this guy could have died. They got it out of there. He was a little bit hobbled afterwards, but he went on and did a great ass-kicking job as president of the United States.
Oh, big time, yeah. Now, you know, Hinckley is, because he did have mental problems, but that was attempted murder. So, because they want, Chapman wants to get out, the one who got Lennon.
Right.
But it doesn't look like he's going to get out at all. But
The Lennon guy is not in the news as often as Hinckley. Hinckley's always in the news. I remember when Hinckley started going on visitation. The idea is, I heard you mention, of course he had psychological problems, but we used to say, if you're crazy, that means we're not going to hold you responsible for it. When you're crazy, like he was, he wasn't like psychotic out of his mind every minute. He knew he had a problem. So now we say, if you're nuts and you knew it, you're going to go to jail despite the fact that you're crazy. You knew you were crazy and you didn't do anything about it. Do you support that?
Yeah. Again, that's another hard question about knowing you're crazy. And then to me, the person is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so you find yourself writing a letter to Jodie Foster. Dear Jodie, you're so hot. Reagan is such a douchebag. Maybe you would love me if I killed Reagan. You know, when you find yourself doing that, you know you did that. You know you wrote what you wrote. He was calm and collected when they arrested him. He wasn't nuts and over the top. So I believe in both. Yes, you're crazy, and yes, you're going to jail, both. It used to be one or the other. So what's happening with him sends the wrong signal, Arnie. That's the president of the United States he tried to kill. That's the highest crime under the, you know, statutes, jurisdiction of the law.
Yeah.
So that's how I see it. All right, hang with me. I'm going to do a break on time. Oh, God. Ed Till, the master of the sundial. All right, it's the Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio Network. Love to hear from you. That's the latest headline we're discussing. John Hinckley, release now. What? 321-339-1055. Love to speak with you.
More Ed Till after this.
Florida Man Radio.
The Justin Clark Show.
Right now, people are like, well, I came out of a bad relationship. I'm going to get a sex doll because they don't talk
and
back.
And they'll put you in a bad relationship.
Yeah, I'm like, well, actually, they will. Apparently, they're going to talk back.
Yeah, you just need to remember the shutoff code.
He said that if the robot,
which Justin's going to have to worry about because he can't remember passwords.
Yeah, I know. Please enter your password to shut me off. I'm like, this is not good.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Florida Man Radio.
If you're a business owner, you can find new customers here on Florida Man Radio with Bubba the Love Sponge.
We'll hype you up in my show,
Mornings. Have your company featured during middays.
Justin Clark here, 10 to noon.
Or jump in with me, Ed Till, noon till 3.
Or we can plug you in during Prime PM Drive.
Yep, I've got you covered during the Shannon Burke Show.
We'll create a custom marketing plan based on your goals and budget.
Just visit FloridaManRadio.com and click on the Advertise tab.
Taking over Central Florida and now the Emerald Coast.
Jeff Adams here. How's your AC doing? Noticing it's struggling a little bit? Electric bills higher than normal? Or maybe it's just old. Now is the time to call Four Seasons AC and have your unit serviced. You may need a new AC unit in the future, so it's better to plan ahead with Four Seasons AC. Brian and the team are the best. Don't wait. Call 407-295-9231 or reach them at 4acnow.com. That's 407-295-9231. Four Seasons AC, the AC company you wish you called first.
I'm personal injury attorney John Dill. You may have heard attorneys advertising about their success rate. It's important to find out that attorney's personal experience in the courtroom. I've tried more than 200 civil jury trials and recovered more than 200 million in jury verdicts. If you want a trial lawyer, get the real Dill. Offices, Orlando.
Get the real Dill, John Dill.
When it comes to mortgages, you need experience, whether you're buying a home or refinancing. With Sally Vance and Team Wonder Women with Cross Country Mortgage, you have that experience. Now is the time to secure the best rate for your mortgage. Trust the mortgage experts. Sally Vance and Team Wonder Women, they start and end with listening to you. Call 386-478-4811. That's 386-478-4811.
Hey there, Central Florida. Karma Roofing here with Hurricane Preparedness Tip number 3. After a hurricane, documenting damage to your property is key. Take photos of all major and minor damages, including missing shingles, tiles, and beware of debris, fallen power lines, or other dangers that may have occurred near your home. Please be cautious when looking around after a storm. Also, be mindful of your four-legged friends and what they step on. For more helpful tips, check out KarmaRoofing.com or call us at 321-GO-KARMA.
Attention listeners across the galaxy. Do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN. It's manscaped.com. Use the code FLMAN and get 20% off and free shipping.
Hardwood flooring is timeless and the warmth and natural beauty is uncomparable. Hi, Nancy at Creative Floors. Hardwood is not only an investment that will increase the value of your home, but it will bring you confidence that it will withstand the most active of homes. Whether you prefer the rich oak or the beautiful character of hickory, we carry an amazing selection of hardwood that will suit your style and your budget with financing available. And check out our new waterproof wood options. Visit us at creativefloorsonline.com for locations where it's worth talking to the experts.
It's the Ed Till Show.
Ed Till Show.
At the time of the shooting, Hinckley was 25 years old and had an obsession with actress Jodie Foster. Medical experts saying he is now stable, that he no longer poses a danger to himself or others.
This morning, John Hinckley is a free man, released from a psychiatric hospital in Washington, D.C., 35 years after his failed assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan.
Come on, everybody. Wow. 321-339-1055. It blows my mind. I mean, Sirhan, it was the same thing. You're killing me, man. Oh, no. We have to consider how this person has changed. No, we don't. They're in there for the act that they committed, and they need to stay there. The Kennedy family, I hope, is going to weigh in heavily on the Sirhan thing because Sirhan became eligible. John Hinckley is friggin' out of the building here. All right, 321-339-1055. Here's Josh calling in from Fort Walton Beach. Josh, welcome aboard. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ed. I mean, if they think he's stable, then he should face whatever punishment it is, even if it's life in prison. Prisons are built to keep the monsters away from society, not, you know, to let them back out and free.
There you go. It's kind of simple. I don't want to oversimplify it, but let's face it. This guy came literally within a centimeter of blowing Ronald Reagan's heart up and killing him dead on the spot. And it was pretty easy to do. I think that's another thing that made me angry about it. All he had to do was sit there like a dumbass and wait for Reagan to come out, call Reagan's name, Mr. Reagan, Reagan's head turns, and he fires. Now, thank God. He didn't kill Reagan. We needed Reagan. And a poor press secretary, that guy, he took it right in the forehead and went down. That guy is never going to be the same. Brady, right, was the guy? And also, there was the Secret Service guy. I'll never forget this. If you look at the video of Reagan being shot, I think the gentleman's name is Delahanty. I could be wrong about his last name. But he squares up right in front of Hinckley to take a bullet. And Hinckley does not disappoint. The guy takes one in the midsection, goes right down to the floor. So this was a brutal, savage attack on innocent people from the way I see it, Josh. There's no excuse for the guy being out.
There isn't either. He's in a psych ward for the rest of his life because he can't be trusted to be stable for the rest of his life, or he goes to jail.
Bing. That's it. Thank you for the... Arnie, I don't know. Now, I listened to Josh. He sounds like he's got it. What is your hesitation? I know that you're very big on freedom and individual rights. Do you think there's a limit to even what society can do to a Hinckley? Or do we follow through with the clarity that Josh was just expressing? Because he's a lot younger than I am. I'm from a different generation. He and I kind of see it the same way, but I heard your hesitation there before. So what was your concern?
By the way, I can't even hear what Josh... Usually I can hear what Bob is saying, but I can't even hear what Josh is saying.
No, Josh is on a different line. That's why I was recapping it for you. He's with me that it is obviously something that you cannot forgive. It's a total act that was committed back then. But I hear you as a civil rights or a human rights voice on this. So go ahead. Tell me what you see in sentencing a guy like Hinckley.
Is he back to health? Who knows? Is he going to do something like this again? I mean, that's just a risk that we're going to take. But... you know, I believe that certain people can be rehabilitated, but I don't know. When it comes to like attempted murder or something, or that, or trying to kill a cop or something, that's a hard one for me to.
Don't you? I mean, I'm glad you mentioned kill a cop. We just lost a deputy within the last 24 hours, and we're losing law enforcement to death often now. If you follow, it's not like it was a few years ago. So we have failed to draw a line that effectively punishes this kind of behavior. Shooting a president, killing a sheriff's deputy, these are the highest crimes. I remember when I was a kid and I learned about first-degree murder in New York. You know, you watch television, you watch Perry Mason, and you think first degree...
These $60 Japanese...
What was that? They say that first degree murder used to mean just premeditated intentional murder. But no, we've classified the killing of a law enforcement officer, and I support this, as a notch higher. That when you kill an officer... You've attacked the entire state of Florida. You've attacked the entire county that sheriff is elected to keep safe. So I do see these kinds of crimes. They're not just the individual. This crime against Reagan was committed against all of us, no?
Yes. Yeah, in my opinion, exactly. Hey, you know, by the way, I thought I heard Hinckley... That was news from a couple months ago that he got out.
See, here's the thing. What he won today, it's technical, but he now, as of today, as of 11:11 this morning, he has unconditional release.
I see.
No more, where does he go? What does he do? Is he visiting his sister? This now will be, he is on his own. Right. The first complaints about him was that he was getting visitation. What the hell is that? Visitation? Yeah. They need to come and visit you. You don't get to. So something here to me is sending the wrong signal altogether. Now, you know, Hinckley is 66. He's not dying tomorrow. He's not at the end of his life. You want to let him out at 96, maybe. Maybe, mm-hmm. Right? You know, you want to go die. But even that, I'm not moved by. I'm not even moved by that. So anyway, the signal we're sending here is exactly, I think, why we're at the point now. Police officers are under siege. We're undermining the authority that we need. Is this, I mean, am I wrong about that? Maybe we don't need authority, Arnie. It's crazy to me. I can't imagine having no authority, but is that the liberal leftist drift that there is going to be no absolute authority? There's not going to be a finality to any of this anymore?
You know, society cannot exist without a police force. It goes south very quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right. And somebody's got to back up the police force,
yeah.
Like the courthouse.
Right.
The courthouse has to be on the same side as the cop. The courthouse can't be micromanaging the police. So right now, police are retiring all over the country. They're looking for their pension, looking to get out of there. They're not stupid. They understand the way the tide has turned. But as you say, we need a police force, right? No matter how many of the veterans leave, we're going to keep hiring. But how are we going to get the best and the brightest, Arnie? When you got a young officer in Altamont Springs, he perishes earlier this year. Now we have the Nassau officer, sheriff's deputy, he's mm-hmm. gone. We have the Daytona officer who was shot at point blank range by an organization. The guy said, I'm with a group. We're out to get the cops. There's no way this is unrelated. When we start looking at poor John Hinckley and poor Sirhan, then we're losing a grip on everything beneath them as well. Now, this is my opinion. Is that too authoritarian? Am I being authoritarian about this?
No. No, you're right. You're exactly right about our protection.
Exactly. Didn't the founders figure this out? Isn't this the three branches of government idea? You can't have a dictatorship, but you have to have a final authority. So when you go to the U.S. Supreme Court and you lose, you're done. That's it. There's a finality. By the way, if you go to the Supreme Court and you win, don't they change every friggin' law in the country to coordinate with the new decision? They do. So you can fix something with final authority, and you can stop something with final authority. But I think you have to have it. And when I see Hinckley, look, the Sirhan thing caught me by surprise. The Hinckley thing, I've been watching this for years, but Sirhan had all this support. The Kennedy family needs to finally weigh in on that. But man, I don't think you can, I agree with you 100%. I don't think you can have a functioning society unless you have some final authority on crimes at this level. I mean, we're talking assassination attempt on the president of the United States. Doesn't get any bigger than that, does it?
No, I guess not. Hey, by the way, do you believe in high-speed chases?
In high-speed what?
High-speed chases. Do you think cops should do that?
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's a great topic. Let's open up with that next time. I have a lot to say. But you got to be skilled. You got to be skilled. Not everybody is good at this, but absolutely. What does the high-speed chase prove? It proves you're not going to get away with it right now. We are not letting go. I hate when they go, all right, let's call off the chase and pick up. Come on, who is he going to kill or maim in the next 20, 30 seconds in the next 3 or 4 minutes? Absolutely great topic. Arnie, I got to run. I'm late on the clock. The clock is looking at me going, what is your problem? Can't you read me? Don't you know what's going on here? It's Monday, you know. I know, that's why I'm having trouble with the clock. All right, the Ed Till Show, Florida Man Radio Network. Wow, all day. What a lineup. It's the best. Bubba the Love Sponge, the minute you wake up, takes you right into the hilarious Justin Clark. Keep you laughing. We will come in and bridge the gap with the Ed Till Show, taking you to the best damn show on the planet, the Shannon Burke Show, next on the Florida Man Radio Network. This thing here is Ed Till Show. We'll do this tomorrow, same time.
This is the Ed Till Show.
Florida Man Radio.
I'm News 6 anchor Justin Warmoth. Here are your headlines for the afternoon of Monday, September 27th. Troopers say they're looking for the driver who left the scene of a deadly crash. They say the driver of a white BMW was racing a motorcycle on East Colonial Drive yesterday near Avalon Park Road. We're told the motorcyclist slammed into a woman who was riding her bike, killing her. A big boost to the Space Coast economy. Governor DeSantis says Terran Orbital will invest $300 million in Brevard County. The company will bring its commercial spacecraft and Constellation facility along with 2,000 jobs to Space Florida on Merritt Island. The governor says the company's move to Central Florida will create the largest satellite manufacturing facility in the entire world. And starting Thursday, Florida workers will see a raise in the minimum wage. Their pay will increase to $10 an hour. Currently, it's $8.65 an hour. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app. I'm Justin Warmoth. Hope you have a great Monday.